Let's see here. Check, check. Check, check. Check, check. Alright, here we go. Alright, alright, alright. So we had some technical difficulties. Shit. Alright, we get it. Hold on. I had a little bit of that. Hold on a second. Let me grab this shit. Alright, here we go. There we go. That should be it right there. Oh, shit, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Alright. Hopefully y'all guys can hear me. What's going on? Hope y'all can hear me. Had a little technical difficulties, man. I had to straighten that out. Don't even have the lights up, but the lights are good. It's good on me. I want to welcome everybody. Oh, shit. I want to welcome everybody to the show. What's going on? That's got to make all this shit right. Hope everybody is doing good, man. This is the Man Mindset. I'm your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. There we go. Let's just make that shit right there. Guys, I got any questions, y'all call in. I got you covered. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Everybody, y'all can hear me and everything. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. All right, man. I want to welcome y'all to the show. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. This is the Man Mindset. Want to give a shout out to everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. We got a good show for y'all today. I apologize for the delay. I don't like being late, but just want to say what's up to everybody. Make sure everything is right. Just checking everything. Make sure all the buttons are right. Gentlemen, this show is 100% authentic. The thing about this show, we make sure that we push the narrative of manhood and pushing your mindset. Gentlemen, we want to say that everything here that you're listening to is 100% authentic. Okay, there's no tricks or gimmicks or anything like that, gentlemen. And shout out to the chat room. Shout out to the, right here in front of me. Shout out to the 383. That shouldn't be in front of me. It should be a little bit side to me. But shout out to those guys out there. Guys, if you have a question, let us know. What's crazy to me, I guess if anything is crazy, if anything in this game is crazy to me, it's the fact that most of y'all guys out here are not getting your puzzle pieces, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and y'all actually want to learn game, and you're not going to learn game that way. Game doesn't work that way. The phone lines are open if you want to call in. I think we got everything attached to the phone lines. Huh. I think we have everything attached to the phone lines. Got to make sure the phone lines are set up right. We had to make a quick move, so I had to make sure the phone lines are right. Guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered on your questions or anything like that. If you have a statement to make, put an S in there. If you're texting someone, put a T in there. And we'll make sure that we will answer any of your questions that you may have. So I just want to welcome you. We just I just had a blurb of a malfunction, but we want to make sure that everything is okay and working fine. So we want to open up the blog talk somewhere else. Give me a second. We got to... Oh, geez. Hopefully it's signing right there. Come on. Perfect. All right. Let me get to the studio. And everything should be set. Let me see if this plays.
So what exactly defines our modern...
Play over there. So we're going to shut that down here.
So what exactly defines our modern understanding of cults, and why do people join them?
All right, area code 614. Did you have a question? Let me see if it even works. Are you there, 614? Yes, hello, are you there? Hello. Okay, I guess he was there. All right. So
a modern cult, by contrast.
All right, we're good. Lines of work. All right, we got everything working. Shit. All right, guys, we got everything working, man. We got everything working. ZZ ass. As a man, I feel like I'm heavily influenced by my emotions. How should I approach this? I'm not going to answer that question, ZZ, because you're not ready for the answer. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Hold on, 614, did you have a question, sir? What's up?
Oh, hello.
Yes, how can I help you,
sir? Can you
hear
me? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I just wanted to say, it's not really a question, but I just wanted to say thank you for being a knowledgeable source and experience. A lot of people are spitting bullshit these days, whether it be friends, family, employers, and people on YouTube. No, I just wanted to say thank you very much, and God bless.
No, you don't need to say, sir. Listen, as much as I appreciate what you're saying, brother, this is not about me. This is about me showing you how to find you, and I appreciate what you're saying, man. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. But what I want you to do is I want to make this about you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate what you're saying, but this is not about me. Yeah, I would love for it to be about me, but it's not about me. It's about you taking the information and utilizing it to grow and stuff, big guy.
Yeah, pure information is top notch. Yeah, you're the only source I listen to, and I can't be listening
Thank
to
you.
Others because they kind of pollute the information. I just wanted to say thank you, Steve.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words, and we'll throw you back in. But thank you so much, sir. I appreciate the kind words, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right,
take care, sir. Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye, sir. All right, so we got the lines working, guys. Let's get into the show. I apologize for the delay that's on me. Let's get into the show. There's a lot to talk about and everything, okay? Steve says, I was doing some research, and it says a man that picks up women from a club or bar lose weight. What kind of research are you doing, dude? Y'all guys need some help. Y'all guys need some help with that shit. Come on, dude. Fuck you mean you're doing some research, man? The fuck is that? Anyway, guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. Let's get into the show and everything, and let's go ahead and chop up the game that I want to discuss with you guys out there. And the subject that we're going to be talking about and we're going to cover today is mastering the art of conversation, to understand the gist of it, how it works, how you have to move, how you have to think, and all those other things. I ask all you guys out there to listen to me. If I go too fast, please slow me down. Ask a question. I'd love to hear from you and things like that, okay? And anybody else that has a question, please ask. I got the lines up. I'll be able to answer any questions. Y'all will be able to call in as well. We figured out that as well. So let's get into it. Well, goddamn, just before I went, let me ask this question. I got a question here. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I don't even know what you're talking about, dude. You're in the wrong place. We'll put you in timeout first, but I don't know what you're talking about. JMO 1000, fuck no. I don't want any of you fucking surface dwellers on this show. So if you have a question, ask or call in, but you cannot join the panel. Fuck no. The answer is fuck no. Don't even think about it. You ain't got no game over this motherfucker to even be seen by me, so don't even think that shit. Fuck no. I'm sorry, Jerry. Guys, let me keep going. I apologize. Here we go. So here we go. Let's go here. All right. So what we want to do is we want to talk about communication, but we want to talk about the communication on a deeper level. It's unfortunate for a lot of you guys out there, the way that you are communicating right now, you're communicating on a basically surface level, okay? Let me answer this question here. Carlos, I understand that the bullshit real community needs to be wired. Cultivate your inner beliefs and my eternal redirected. What are some particular things that I can implement? Well, the problem is you won't be able to, and I'll be honest with you, the problem is for a lot of you guys, you're going to have a hard time getting away from the cult. What you have done, unfortunately, is you have placed a layer on your mind of a lot of bullshit. And because you place a lot of layer on your mind on a lot of bullshit, that it's going to be hard to learn how to be a man. It's going to take even a longer process because you've got to clean out all the clutter and get that out first before you even attempt to be a man. So it's not even going to work. It just doesn't work for a while. It's going to take a while. You'll be able to do it, but you're not going to be able to do it right. If you set up the date on the first three messages, do you still communicate leading up to the date? Or would you do, what do you, Service Jelly, you tell me. Service Jelly, you tell me. Because if you listen to the show, you should fucking know the answer. But I can tell you don't pay fucking attention. So why don't you tell me, man? Anyway, in regards of charisma or just communication in regards of being able to hold one, what the fuck are you talking about? What are y'all talking about charisma? Did anybody say the fucking master of the art of charisma, you dumb motherfucker? Wake up and listen. This is why you're losing, because you don't pay the fuck attention. What the fuck does charisma have to do with the fact you don't have any charisma? You don't have a mouthpiece. You don't have any goddamn game. So what does charisma have to do with anything if you don't even have any, man? Come on, dude. Wake the fuck up, man. Come on. This girl linking up with me, I replied late Sunday, and then I asked her if she was free yesterday. She left me on red. I'm not sure if I should address it the next time I see her. No, leave her alone. Stop bothering her. Leave her alone. Don't bother her, okay? Just leave her alone, okay? Jessica, we don't mean to laugh at people. Matter of fact, I don't want you to be Jessica, hold on a second. One thing I like to do for the ladies in here, because I don't want you ladies, if you're going to be here, Jessica, I don't want anybody to harass you or anything, so I'm going to go ahead and make you a mod right now, if you give me a second. Because I don't want, if you're in here, I appreciate you're in here, but one thing I don't want you to do is be harassed by anybody. So if you are harassed, you're going to be able to handle that, okay? So just give me a second, Jessica. We'll add you to the family. We welcome you in, but yeah, we don't want you to, we don't want you to be bothered by any of these guys. If they are bothering you, you can handle it yourself. I don't have time to handle it for you. So let's keep going with what we're talking about, gentlemen. And let's break some of this down. Okay. For a lot of you guys out there, there's so many factors that come into what a woman sees as somebody that she's interested in. Now, listen, gentlemen, I'm going to say it again, and I will slow it down. Somebody she's interested in. But just because she's interested in you does not mean that she wants to sleep with you. Interest doesn't mean sex. Interest doesn't mean sex. It means that you've kind of separated yourself from everybody, okay? But the thing that about when women start to fall for a man through his communication or his mouthpiece, all of this is all, like I've always said, this is about what you think about yourself and all that, and everything. Excuse me, and everything when it comes to this. All of this stuff is going to play a role, okay? Because here's the thing that I want to discuss when you're talking to a woman.
if you're talking to a woman and she begins to have uncertainty, and gentlemen, uncertainty is a when you're meeting a woman. You don't want a woman to already have you figure it out, okay? You don't want that. The thing that you want the most in all of this is you want to draw something out of the woman to make her feel, okay, because of how you are, how unpredictable you are, but you're not trying to be unpredictable. I think that one of the biggest problems that most guys face today is that they try to be unpredictable, and yet they fall for the woman who becomes unpredictable to them, because sometimes a woman could message you and talk to you for 5 minutes, and she can go away for hours, days, and weeks. Very unpredictable. Some guys fall into that, okay? But the beautiful thing about an unpredictable man will show the woman that there are certain types of adventures that she can go on if she chooses to be with that man. See, the beautiful thing that I'm trying to show all you guys out here, okay? It's all you need is Claire, please, I'm going to ask you kindly, please don't talk anymore. Please don't talk anymore. If you got a question, please talk to me, but please don't put your poisonous, weak, feminine-ass thoughts in my chat room. Please don't do that, sir. Please don't do that. Because you don't know anything about neither one of those things to even understand yourself, more or less, a woman, okay? So please, gentlemen, don't do that, buddy. Don't do that, please. Don't make yourself look foolish in this chat room. The unexpected adventures that a woman loves about a man is the fact that the roller coaster ride of emotions a man will give a woman, but also the beautiful thing about a man is that he's not forcing the woman to even be with him. As I said to you before, even from last night's show that we did, there are times that we let women go. We let them go. And it's not because we're trying to play games with them. It's just that we realize that some of these women actually want relationships. And it is really fucked up for men like us to not allow them to do that. See, most guys think that we're fucking assholes, but we're not really assholes, not at all. And the reason why we are not assholes in all of this is because we actually want the woman to find what she's looking for. She can't find what she's looking for in us. But we must have, there is a responsibility to a man that he must let the woman know that he's not right for her. Okay? He's not right for her. Okay? And I think so many people out there just don't really understand the depth of the communication that you have to have. Communication is not just what you say to the woman. It's also communication of how you manage the situation when you are around a woman. Because if a woman doesn't want a relationship from, if she wants a relationship, but we can't give her one, it is up to us to gauge how she is, because it's hard to not bring a woman to her core as a man, but it is even harder when they get to the core and they begin to fall in love or fall in lust or fall for you in such a way that instead of finding a relationship for their happily ever after, they're stuck with you. So it's very hard, okay? All right, it's very hard to do that. And when that happens, it's very important that you guys out there realize and learn that the thing about the game itself is very important about how you not only give the woman uncertainty. And when I say uncertainty, I'm not saying play games with her, okay? A lot of people think that we're saying play games with the woman. We don't want you to play games with women. That's not what men do. Okay, so forget about the uncertainty. The one thing that we're saying is that another thing that we talk about is the connection that we make with women through how we communicate, okay? How do we communicate connection, okay? Anthony, can you please follow the – okay, Anthony, let me show you something, man. I'm not trying to be a dick, but Anthony, can you read the scrolling thing at the bottom? Is it in Klingon or something? Or can you see – put a fucking cue in there if you have a question, sir? All right? Just put a cue in there. All right? I this is why a lot of you guys are not going to win with women, because a lot of you guys do not even follow directions. Asking how do I fix the feeling nervous while talking to women? I know not to place a woman on the pedestal, but I still feel nervous in a conversation. Well, my brother, what you don't understand is that you're actually putting a woman on a pedestal already by when you open your mouth. That is what you're communicating to the woman. You're communicating to the woman that there's nothing special about you. You pee sitting down, and you ain't got no motherfucking game that's going to make her feel some kind of way. You can listen. I'm telling you right now, these women, we are getting really close to these women about to let go of all that fucking clothes, and they're going to just run around with looking sexy as fuck. And you don't have you don't even know yourself enough or well enough, Anthony, to be able to communicate yourself to the woman. If you do not know how to communicate yourself to the woman, do not talk to her. I just leave them alone. Leave them alone. Just stare at them like a weirdo and leave them alone. Because she's going to recognize that you are weak as fuck. She's going to realize there's nothing that you can give her except a dinner and maybe fix something around the house or drive her around somewhere. So you want to fix that feeling of being nervous? I'm going to tell you right now, don't fix it and see what happens. I'm not going to tell you how to fix it because you don't actually want to know how to fix it, because you're making everything about the fucking woman versus making it about yourself. So you really don't want to fix it. Because everything that's coming out of your mouth is the woman this and the woman that. So you are already built to lose. You're built to lose. And she ain't going to fuck with you. Women do not want men who cannot communicate themselves. Hi, how you doing? That's not going to work, gentlemen. That's not going to work. X-Man, when dealing with multiple women, should it be difficult to give the same accounts and attention to each of them, or is it an indication that you're doing something wrong? Oh, wait, accounts, or you mean amounts? You mean amounts of attention to each of them? Listen, every woman that you deal with, every woman you deal with is going to have a life. And if you're talking to top-notch women that have shit going on, some women are lawyers, doctors. Some women have their own businesses. Some women have their own lives. Some women have shit to do, dog. You cannot give time where there is no time. You get in where you fit in based off of the woman's pleasure. If she wants to see you, you block a time off. But you don't need to force time on a woman. They'll ask you what you're doing. They'll ask you what you're up to. And they will tell you what's going on in their life. They'll tell you if they're busy and got time. But you don't need to force time on a woman. Y'all think these women are barefoot and fucking pregnant at home waiting to talk to you guys. No, these women have lives. These women are doing things. And you know what? Sometimes these women are on dates. Sometimes these women are seeing other people. So if you actually think about it, it just is what it is. We can't get mad, nor can we get upset at the woman having a life, because she's allowed to see other people. She's allowed to date other people. So the fact that you're not dealing with multiple women, which is odd to me. I don't even know why you're even asking this question, because you don't even have one woman. So why do y'all guys ask questions about shit that has nothing to do with you? Do you think just because you know this answer is going to help you walk up and talk to a woman? Fuck no. You're still the exact same guy that you are, man. I don't even know why you're even asking this question. Jesus, let me ask the next question. Is it bad to be called selfish? What do you think? You tell me. You tell me. I mean, I want you to tell me, 06. Is it bad? Or you tell me. Is it bad or isn't it? Why don't you tell me? Because the thing is that you're not going to be, you're not going to be selfish. You don't have a selfish bone in your body, big dog. Area code 919. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 919, please take the gum out of your mouth or get your mouth away from the phone and talk regular. We cannot hear you, sir. Okay, well, I'm going to hang up on you now. You call back when you have your phone fixed, sir. Just call back. I'll bring you back in. Call back, all right? All right, so, guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open. But, yeah, if we can't hear you, it's no reason to bring him in because we can't hear what he's saying, man. We can't. So, but for a lot of you guys, when you communicate with women, how are you, and I'm asking you guys out here because this is something that you got to think about, are you communicating growth? Are you, when you are talking to a woman, are you communicating to her that being with you versus being with those other guys is a good thing? Because being with the other guys, cross your mind and ask yourself that question. That's something that you guys got to ask yourself. Ask yourself that question. Because if you cannot communicate growth to a woman, and that means that when you're talking to her, she knows fucking with you is not only going to help and let her see sex in a whole different way, but she is going to see herself in a whole different way. Guys, this is all about mastering. This is all about mastering, gentlemen. Area code 281, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 281, go once. 281, go twice. All right. Call back when you're ready. Area code 919. How can I help you, sir? You fix your phone, sir?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly. How you doing, sir? How can I help you, brother? What's
I
up?
I bet. Yeah, I'm good, man. All right. Look, so it's this one John that I want to talk to, but I don't know what to say.
Then don't talk to her.
I mean, like, can you give me, like, you know, some advice or something, like, you know?
But why talk to her? You scared of her. If I gave you the advice, you wouldn't even call her right now and talk to her because you're scared of her. What's the situation? Does she work with you? Do you know her? What's the situation?
All right, look, we go to the same high school. We got the same lunch. I don't have her number yet.
All right, young man. Okay, all right. Let me ask a question. Let me ask you a question. All right, you're a youngin. Okay, I'm going to work with you. What do you want to say to her to sell you where she can know that talking to you is beneficial? What can you say to her, young man? That's what I'm asking. What do you think that you can say that when she hears it, that she's going to ride with you because there is a benefit in being with you? Can you answer that question? Yeah,
I
you can't. Nah.
I could try, but I don't want to give the wrong answer.
No, you can't. Listen, this is what I was just telling you. Look, you're at the last tail end of school. Is this your senior year?
No, freshman.
What are you, a fucking junior now or something? What are you?
I'm a freshman.
All right, well, go up to her, let her know you're interested in her, give her your number, tell her to call you, and you want to take her out. And this is not rocket science, but where you're going to go wrong is you cannot lead the woman because you don't know how to lead yourself. You can't lead a woman if you can't lead yourself. Hey, 1212, what happened with old girl? Let me know what happened with old girl. If you talk to old girl, let me know what happened, 1212. What I'm saying is, I'm saying go over there and just get yourself knocked down, please. Get yourself knocked down. Lose out. Fail. I'm sorry?
Get myself rejected.
Yes, absolutely. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Just go. Listen, here's your problem. Let me ask you this question. What are you going to say if she says, well, you've known me all year. Why didn't you say something in the beginning of the year? What are you going to say?
I'm going to be like, well, I waited for the perfect opportunity.
You waited a year to be a perfect opportunity? Dude, this is what I'm saying, big guy. Just hang in there, keep learning game. But I would just try it. You're going to fail, but it's okay. Just go and fail and do nothing. It might work for you, but you're gonna fail even if you get her because you can't lead her. She wants someone to lead her, someone mature. That's why the freshman girls talk to the sophomore boys. The sophomore girls talk to the freshman boys in some college. And the juniors talk to the seniors, and the seniors talk to the college boys. Because they want someone at least to have the balls to lead them, brother.
So I have to lead myself first.
It's all about you. It's not about her. I know that I can lead a woman to feel sexy as fuck. I can lead a woman to see things about herself that she doesn't know about. I can make a woman feel sexy when I want to make her feel sexy. I can make her feel special when I want to make her feel special. I can make her laugh when I want to make her laugh, and I can make her think when I want to make her think. So do you think I got a problem talking to women, or do you think that happened because of the woman? Or did that happen because of me? All right. So what I'm saying to you, right, it was all me because I made it all about me. I had to learn how to communicate myself to me to be able to talk to a woman where I can fuck her without even fucking her, where I can undress her clothing by the mere words and conversations that we have. I'm not saying, and listen, I didn't say penetration. I did not say penetration. I said mere words to be able to make her feel in her femininity, to feel so sexually sound, so sexually grounded, so sexually to be able to explore what it's going to be like to be with me, to see it, brother. You see what I'm saying? Exploring.
Yes, sir.
Where she, which she sees herself, her identity is not really her identity. Because her identity is tied into two things that's fucking her up right now. Number one, it's the insecure voice that is in her mind telling her that she ain't good. That's number one. But it's also the mind that is holding her back from what she is. So she cannot go, she can't go that far. So when she meets me, I'm not taking her that far. I'm taking her to her infinite side. I'm taking her to her core. I'm going to show her, listen, with or without me, but it will be back with me, that you don't need me. I don't want her to want me. I don't want her to want me. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to love me. I don't even fucking want her to be attracted to me. Because you want to know why I call her? As much as you want it, that shit's beneath me. It's beneath me because of the level of game when you learn what I'm showing you. You don't want the little shit. I want her to need me. I want her addicted to me. I want to be the fucking habit. I want free space in her head without doing anything but talking to her. That's what the fuck I want. I want her to realize fucking with me as much as she does. Because, look, ready, caller? I'm going to give her the option. You can fuck with me a little bit, rent me out for a few hours. You can lease me for a few months. You have carte blanche of whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want with me. But I have to explain that with me, you're not going to want to let me go. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to have ups and downs where you're, the days are going to be lonely, but the days are going to feel good? Do you want to feel excitement and happiness when you wake up and get messages from me? Do you want that? Do you want to feel sexy? Do you want to know on the other side that whenever you're not feeling good, whenever you're sick and something's wrong with you, you won't even have to say anything to me. When I find out, I'm going to fix that shit. Not fix you, but fix that emotion to show you that there's one motherfucker out there that can care for you in a way that's not cupcaking, that's not thirsty or anything like that, but connect to you to show you that when you have down days, PMSing and all the other stuff, or you're just not feeling sexy, that you can get with me and I'm going to make you feel sexy as fuck even on your bad days. Because as a man, I don't look at your makeup. I don't look at your weave, and I don't look at your nails or whatever the fuck you have. I don't look at your outside. I'm looking at your core. And I know you have never seen that. So I know I will communicate that to you to bring you to that point. But bringing you to that point is, I got to tell you the good from the bad. Bringing you to that point is going to be fucking addictive. I am never going to be out of your mind. I will never be out of your life. I will never be out of there. You see what I'm saying, caller?
So do you, I have a question though. So do you like address all that when you're first talking to her, or does she notice that?
No, I address that with myself. No, no. This is not about her, young man. To be a master communicator, one must master the communication with myself.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not, I'll give you an example. If she's not feeling good and I can't lay hands on her, and I don't mean sexually, I mean maybe, you know what, if you ain't feeling good and I'm near you, I'll bring you some fruit, or I'll bring you something to soothe your stomach. If you're not feeling good, I'll get you some Panera and all this other stuff. It doesn't make me weak. It just makes me understand that, you know what, I'm going to do the shit that you've never seen a man do before. And it's the shit I do, that I'm telling you right now, caller, is the shit that when she gets sick of my shit, when she gets tired of being on my roster, when she gets sick of about the other women, and when she wants to leave, you guess what's going to keep her ass back there? There ain't going to be no motherfucker to treat her the way I treat them. But treating them the way I treat them has nothing to do with her. It's treating her through myself, through guiding myself. Does that make it, you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I have to create the treatment in order to be able to communicate the treatment. So once the treatment's created, caller, I can do it through a text message, voice message, video, going live. I can put a note on a fucking dove. I can send a fucking smoke signal. It doesn't fucking matter. I can communicate that to the woman any way I want to do it and still have the same effect, which is telling you this. And, hey, wait, stop. Well, let me stop real quick. Let me stop real quick. Angry Man, don't you be coming on my show doing this. You know I'm going to come back. I'm going to tag you back, motherfucker. What should I do on your next show? You send me 19, motherfucker, I'm going to send you 40, goddammit. You want to play games? Thank you, man. Shout out to my brother from another mother, man. Shout out to another from my brother. Let me see. Hey, dog. Appreciate Angry Man. Much love to my motherfucking dog. That's my boy right there. My dog. Thank you, Angry Man. Much love. Much respect. We got love for you, Angry Man. Thank you so much. But caller, if I know I'm the cause and I know I'm the cure and I know that I can take her to places she's never seen before, do you actually think I give a fuck what she say, caller?
No, not at all.
But you want to know why she going to fuck with me? Because I'm not going to talk to her. She can't smell fear on me. She can't smell worry on me. She can't smell he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's saying. You know what the fuck she going to smell on me? Who the fuck is this motherfucking think he is? God's gift to women? Yes. Oh, he think he a smooth talker? Yes. Oh, he think he gonna get me with these words? You goddamn right. Who does he think he is talking this way? Why can I not stop smiling? Why can't I say, my God, the way he's talking to me, clear, concise, transparent. He's not wasting any words. He's getting right to his point. He's saying what he's got to say. He's looking dead at me. He ain't looking at my titties. He ain't looking at the front of my body. He's locked in on me, saying what the fuck he's got to say, and he's telling me what to do. So I got a choice. Do I fuck with this mother? I'm going to tell you something now. Now listen, some women will not fuck with us. Listen to me. Some women won't fuck with us. You want to know why? They won't fuck with us because a lot of women love control. A lot of women love controlling you surface-dwelling motherfuckers, and they don't want to give up the control. Because here's the problem with that fine motherfucker that I'm talking to, right? The more she thinks she's in control, the actually she's losing fucking control. Because guess what the control I'm giving her? Go date whoever the fuck you want to date. Hey, rent out the dick when you want to. Hey, go to the movies with that motherfucker. I keep telling you, hey, caller, I'm so cold with it. Have you ever heard somebody hear a woman say, well, I got a date tonight. Well, goddamn it, let's go live on video. What you wearing? Let's go live on, hey, wait a second. First question, is he an ass man or a titty man? That's what I need to know. Oh, yeah, ass man? Well, put that dress aside. That's more about your titties. Why don't you find that dress over there? Now she, of course, she's in bra and panties around me. But hey, we're going to go over there. Why don't you try that one? Put that on right there. Do you know I have women when they go shopping, when they're in the fitting room? You don't think I get a photo? How does my ass look in this? How do I look in this? Does this look good on my titties? Of course. Hey, you good. Go out there and get that dinner. Get that dinner. Go out there and go. Hey, caller, I want these guys. Look at this. Everybody watching, look at this. Let me show y'all something. I want you guys, and really these ladies. I want these ladies. I want you to take that motherfucker to the corner of he's a loser in the friend zone. Take him there. I'm all for it. Also, take that motherfucker over to you ain't getting no booty in the corner of let's hang out. Do that shit, girl. I love you for that shit. You want to know why 919 I love that shit? Because they're trying to make me jealous. Women listen to their dumbass friends or they listen to other losers. And you know how the conversation goes? You know what? Steve's an asshole. He's such a jerk. I don't know. Well, you know what, girl? I got an idea. We'll make him jealous. You remember the last time that worked with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike? If I like the girl cares who you like, cool it now. That's a new edition thing, God. So I don't talk. But anyway, you know how women are. You know how it works with the surface dwellers. So you know what? The only way you're going to get them is withholding the sex and making them jealous. Hold on, 513. Have you met me before, my brother? You haven't. Let me tell you something. You know who I get jealous of? Me. I get jealous of me. You want to know why? Because I love me so motherfucking much. I just can't love me enough. I feel like every day going to the police station and saying, officers, I got a stalker. Everywhere I go, the motherfucker follows me. He's always peeping around corners, and I always feel like Michael Jackson. There's somebody watching me. That's how I feel, right? They'll be like, God damn. Well, damn, who's the person? Me. I wish I could say that. I stalk me. I love me. I get jealous of me. I love motherfucking me. So she's going to try to make me jealous? No, let me tell you how it works. Go out with the guy. I encourage her to go out with these guys because somebody's got to bring me my meal back. You don't think she's bringing the meal back to me? Think about that. And then I tell you, young man, when you get older and you learn game, look at your bedroom right now. You got your motherfucking TV. You got your little Xbox and PlayStation. You may have a little bit of sound, or surround sound. You got your motherfucking Jordans over there and all that other stuff. Let me tell you something. When you get game, young man, you get older. When you get older, the woman will create your crib just like your crib at her place to keep you around when you know what the fuck you're doing. You see what I'm saying?
Tom,
my dog and your man. He's still in the house. Much love to my dog and your man. What'd you say now? I'm just saying that 513, I got to grab 513. But I'm saying 513, look, 513. 513. Hey, 919 real quick. You're coming over? Oh, yeah, I'll come over. Hey, bend her ass a little bit over, flip her over, put her ass in the sink. Hey, grab her from the sink, slide her ass by the refrigerator, open the refrigerator door, smear fucking strawberries all over her body, yank her hair, smack her ass, all that shit, right? Then after we get done, after we take the shower, and I give her a full body massage, because I take the lotion and warm it up for 5-7 minutes, not minutes, but seconds, don't burn it, woman. Give her a full body massage, and then I'm just sitting here, watch this. I gotta go. Well, why are you leaving? Baby, can I show you something? Baby, look. How the fuck am I going to play video games or watch TV on a 32-inch TV screen? Baby, let me grab your hand. Let's go over here. Where's the surround sound? Where are my video games? Let's go into the kitchen. Where is my excuse fairy crunch? Where is my fucking Belgian waffles? I don't see my favorite drinks in the refrigerator. You don't even got my blueberry Pop-Tart. Where the fuck are my Pop-Tarts at? There's nothing, no stay. What? Why would I be here when I got all that shit at home? Or the other woman's place that she knows. So you know what she going to do? She'll get that other guy to buy all that shit. And they're smart enough to use their money. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and grab this other call, man. I got to grab this other call, young man. But you're good to go, man. Stand up, young man. I'm glad that you were able to graduate. Congratulations. And I hope your next season or year. But go talk to that girl, okay? Talk to that girl. 513, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on? I'm just 1-2.
Hey, 1-2, so tell me. What happened with
Well, I was going to say, first of all, I wanted to say that was a great question you asked that young man. I hope a lot of people go back and try to answer that for themselves as well, because I'm going to answer that as well for myself. But so first of all, she was super confused. Like when I started telling her exactly what you were saying, she was super confused, like, because I didn't tell you, but this, her whole profile said she wanted to be friends with benefits. So I was coming through and saying what I needed to say, you know, and that's how I treated. That's why she was like, well, if you want to fuck, that's cool. We could just fuck. So when I'm letting her go the whole time, she's like, wait, but no, I don't feel like that. Wait, I can handle my position.
Oh, she can't.
And I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Right, wait, call this. This is why I tell all you guys out there why you got to let them go. Listen, if you want friends with benefits, I can give you that, but it's not going to work out the way you want it to. You're going to fall in love with me. Listen, I'm not being a dick about this, but you're going to fall in love with me. not only are you going to fall in love with me, you're going to change the dynamics of things because you're not going to want to share me. And not only are you not going to want to share me, you're not going to want to be with anybody else after me because I'm going to set the fucking bar. Do you actually want that? Listen, I can give you – see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, 503. All right, think about this. Think about just one kissing 101 move. I mean, let's just take – I'll just come up with one right now. And follow me on this. No woman has ever had a man do what I'm about to show you. Zero. Think about the bar that you're about to set just with the kiss. Now, I want to start right here, at her wrist. That's what, you know what? That's where the fuck I want to start. See, that was going to start the face. I'm going to start the wrist. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my thumb, and I want you to do the side of your thumb. Guide the side of your thumb down. Just guide it down your wrist, the middle of your wrist. Feel that right there. Guide it down to the middle of the wrist where you get right here to the elbow. So you want to come down to the wrist, come around to the elbow. Slide your hand back up the wrist and grab her hand like this. Now, look at what I'm showing you. Now, remember, I'm just showing you off the top of my motherfucking head. I'm showing you this move. Remember, right hand, left arm. Okay, so she's got the arm. So what you got to do, it's got to be weird. So you can't go up, so you got to go down. So let's try this again. Let's say you have her hand, okay, right here, because her hand's this way, so follow me, guys. So what you do is you come around and you start from her wrist. Take your finger, slide it all the way up to her elbow, come back around. When you come back around with your hand, you slide it around and you take your thumb from this crease and bring it all the way down to her hand. That's move number fucking one of many moves. This is one move. Left hand, what that does, wrap around the waist. Bring her closer to you. Once you bring her close to you with the waist, once your pelvis is kind of meet. Now, this has got to be a kind of a double move. Her face is here. So you want to slide. Now, remember, you work left. You want to slide to the left and be in her right ear. I mean, her left ear. So you slide left. So and then you're going to be, yes, in her left ear. So you slide left ear. I had to do that. I'm thinking in my top of my head. So now, remember, so you do the move with her hand. As you do the move with your hand, you take your other hand. You bring her in. As you bring her in, you lean over to the side of her ear. Once you bump with her, you take that hand and you come all the way up her spine while you in her ear. And then you let her know how fucking sexy she is. Now, remember, when you get to the top, when you get to the back of the neck, what I want you to do is I want you to take your fingers. From that point now, you're this way on the side of her face. You already brought her in. You're coming up from the side right here. You're talking that yak in her ear. What I want you to do, now your hand will be like this. What I want that hand to do, I want you to this. Guys, remember that spot I told you? Right behind that ear, there's a spot. It's a spot none of you motherfuckers touch. None of you motherfuckers touch. There is a spot all the way in the corner of her ear, right behind her earlobe. It's that spot. No motherfucker, I'm telling you. So while you got your hand this way, I want you to take that middle finger and I want you to start at that spot right there. And I want you to take your hand and I want you to slide it all the way around her neck back to the other spot on the other side of her ear, okay? Now, remember, you're doing this. So you're bringing her in, you're bringing it up. You're touching her earlobe, you're bringing it all the way around. Now, remember, you're in her ear still. You're bringing it all the way around. Now, as you bring it all around, you could come by, and what I want you to do is not necessarily kiss her. I want you to take your lips and slide. Have you ever did a slide kiss before? See, I don't even, God damn it, I don't even know. All right, listen to me, 513. I know y'all don't know about this. Let me show you what a slide kiss is. A slide kiss, see, you guys peck, nah, right? No, a slide kiss is when you got your hand, remember, Bring her in. Come up. Get around that ear. Bring it around while you're this way. And as your hand is coming around this way, you come around her face. And I want your lips to slide across her lips. A slide kiss. I want you to slide across her lips. See what I'm saying? Not kiss her lips. I mean, this, no, what I'm saying is, this is why she don't fucking not want to be with you. I'm just showing you something that, and guys, this is going to be the sex membership. I'm telling y'all, man, there's so many moves, so many ways. It's just not fair. But,
and that's what
I
she
fly,
said.
Hey, as
she
my
said,
hand comes,
she was saying that she was like, I can't.
Yeah, but let me.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. So, bring her in. As you come up, get around her ear. Bring yourself to the side. Bring that thing around. You come. You talk a little bit of shit in her ear. Then you come around, and as her hand, you coming around. You bring your lips and you slide across her lips. And then by the time you get to the other side of the ear, you go in her other ear. Now, what happens with this ear? Now, once you get to this point, guess what? The other side, shift down. Go back to step one. Work it all the way down to the other side.
Right.
Come back around the elbow. You see what I'm saying? Then what I want you to do is I want you to take, hey, I'm going to give you an extra one. Take one step back and look at her up and down. Then take her hands. And what you want to do is you want to take her hands and like you, but you know how they are when they're about to take off their shirt. I want you to lock her hands, right? And I want you to pull her hands up, and then you push her up against the wall, and then you go in for the smooth kiss. But you don't just kiss her; you slowly kiss her, slowly rub her lips. Look, come back a little bit. Look at her again. Smile. She's gonna shy away. She's gonna shy away. She's either going to have her chin is either going to go to the right, her chin is going to go to the left, or her chin is going to go down because she's going to be blushing because she's going to be feeling some kind of way. Then, I'll do your finger right here. You just get right under her chin and bring that motherfucker right back up and bring her in. Just that, I mean, bro, come on, man. So, what I'm saying to you, this is why you got to tell these. I'm saying this is why you got to tell these women that you ain't ready for me. You're not ready for what the fuck I am. I am sex. I embody sex. I am sex. Oh, for all my aficionados, there's a brand new poem called Your Bucket List. Sorry, all my poetry guys, I just put out a brand new poem called Your Bucket List. It's already out. It's called Your Bucket List. But what I'm saying is that think about that move right there. Now, watch this. Not only can I perform the move, but when she's rubbing her pussy at night and I'm telling her what I'm about to do to her, why she's standing up, baby, why are you standing up? What I want you to do is I want you to take your time. I don't want you to rub that pretty pussy, but I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine me looking right in front of you. And then I'm going to take my right hand and rub the back of your wrist and slide it up by your elbow. Bring it around your wrist. Bring it down to reach your hand and lock your hand in with my right hand while you're rubbing that pussy. Can you imagine how that feels? And then with my left hand, I'm going to rub this, your waist and bring you in. And then bring my fingers all the way up your spine, all the way inside your earlobe as I roll over to the other side of your ear and tell you how great and how much I appreciate listening to you playing with that pretty pussy right now. Do you see what I'm saying? I can talk it, text it, and fucking do it. She's not safe with us. I'm saying the average guy,
well, what you doing? You want to Netflix and chill?
I'm just fucking guessing. You see what I'm saying? I'm just fucking guessing. But I'm saying that I can change her fucking world. We got another call real quick. I'll grab you 1 second, call. But I'm saying I can change her life. I can change her world. So whatever she wants, it's not going to end up what she actually wants. But if you want it, you cannot say I did not warn you. You cannot say, well,
right,
you never told me it was going to feel this way. And nah, baby, I told you. This is your chance. Guys, I always give them a chance to leave. I always give them a chance to run. You have a chance to run. You got a chance to leave. You don't want to fuck with me. I'm going to change your – I am going to change your fucking life. And hey, look, and if you're in a relationship, you're married, I'm going to save your fucking marriage. I'm going to save your marriage because I know he's frustrating you. So just use me. I will save your fucking marriage. You stay with him. I got you covered. But I'm just saying, that's how the fuck I won, right? So when I'm talking to her, you don't think I already know. I know how to fuck. Look, I don't even try to call her. You know I don't talk about fucking first. You know I don't even talk about sex first. I just position myself to get her to get curious enough to bring that shit up. And once she opens that fucking door, that's going to lead me to unlocking a door in which she doesn't even know she fucking has. What if I'm the guy that can give her the drug of me? What if I can be the fentanyl or the cocaine, crack rock, or heroin? 2224, I got you 1 second. Wait, hold on, 513. I know you want to say something. Hold on, let me grab this call real quick. Hold on, 513. Let me grab 224 real quick and answer that, guys. We're still talking about communication. 224, how can I help you, sir? I'm sorry for the wait. What's up?
Hi, Steve. So about 2 days ago, I had smashed this one girl Saturday night. And then she was actually blowing up my phone on Monday morning. She, like, hit me up, like, 3 different times. And then all of a sudden on Tuesday, she just ghosted and just completely stopped texting at all. And I just was
Okay, this is what I understand. What did you do after you got done fucking?
After we got done fucking, I gave her a massage.
And then what'd you do?
Sent her on her way.
And then you stopped talking to her, right? You stopped talking to her, right?
I talked to her on Monday.
Okay. Did you fucking? Hey, did she come to your place or you went to her place?
She came to mine.
This was Saturday. She came to your place, and you talked to her on Monday, right?
Yeah. This is Saturday. She hit me up like 3 different times. She sent me 2 videos,
Wait. She hit you up. Y'all fucked Saturday night, and you talked to her on Monday, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, surface dwellers? Tell me where you went wrong. Dog, do you know what sex is? You know, let me tell you what sex is. Sex is not the penetration. You know what good sex is? Good sex is walking her down to her car at night to make sure she gets in the car safely. Good sex is get at me when you get home, or if you need to talk to me because you feel some kind of way because it's late at night, we can stay on the phone until you get home. Or good sex is just call me when you get home when you're safe. That's good sex. You're making
her
feel like a fucking piece of shit. No, shut your ass up. You did not say that. You're saying it now. Because I asked you when you talked to her, you said on Monday. You talked to her fucking 24 hours after you fucked her, so how the fuck you think you made her feel? How you think you ain't gonna get no get back because you didn't give her the full Monty of what you can be? Walk her down to the car. As she's opening the door up, you turn her around. Baby, I forgot. Come here. Let me get some more of that. Give her a nice kiss. God damn, you sexy as fuck. Get your ass in there. Now she gets it hard. You cup her ass and help her in the car. And then she drive off and shit. Either she's going to call you to talk to you. Either you're going to talk, or you're going to talk to her through that. Or you're going to tell her, call me when you get home because I want to make sure you get home safely. And if I feel that it's a long time, I'll check up on you. That's great sex. Great sex is Sunday morning when she wakes up. She should wake up to a video of you letting her know how much you enjoyed the experience of giving you to her. But see, you don't think that. Y'all don't think, nah, motherfucker. I don't want to hear it. I asked you. You said it on Monday. She got home. It was Sunday all day. You didn't say shit to her. You said nothing to her on Sunday. Listen to me. When a woman gives you the pussy, she's doing it because there is a certain little bit of trust she has in you that you know what the fuck you're doing. She's going out on the line saying, okay, he might not know what he's doing a little bit, but all right, I'll probably give it to him, right?
Yeah.
And then And then when you get it, what do you treat her like? You treat her like dirt under your fucking shoe. You made her feel like shit. You fuck her and you tell her she goes home. And not even a concern. I mean, my God. Not even one concern if she gets home fucking safely. That's good sex. And it's not cupcaking or being thirsty or being on other stuff. That's what motherfucking men do. I don't want anything bad happening to you. And if you at my house late at night and you got to drive late in the morning, I can at least either be on the phone with you so you can get home so you can feel secure because it's late at fucking night. But you didn't do that. And then she wakes in the morning and is like, damn, there's no call from him or nothing. He's not even talking. Damn. What? Is he just using me for fucking sex? Am I dirt under his shoe? And this is what's wrong with you service dwellers when y'all ain't got no game. Sex is not penetration when it comes to women. It is when it comes to you. But you don't know women enough to understand, boy, you could have fucked the shit out of her that night if you just would have carried it over. Don't ever make a woman feel like a slut. Make her feel like a woman so she can do slutty things. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh, wait, let me back up. Let me back it up. Let me say it again. Make a woman feel like a woman so she can do freaky, nasty, dirty things afterwards. If she feels safe and secure with you and she feels that, you know what, you ain't judging her, you're saying it's cool. Then she gets to let her hair down and she gets to be a little nasty. She gets to send you ass and titty pictures and ask about your dick and all that other stuff. You missed out on that shit. Because who the fuck told you not to talk to her through the night? Why didn't you do that, man?
I mean, I felt like I was, like, if I thought she was, like, supposed to, like, hit me up, which she did, like, a day after, but.
Brother, what time did she leave your house?
It was, like, 7 a.m. Because it was, like, from the club, and then we hung out after the club,
She left your house in the morning. Did she leave your house in the morning?
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on. Tell me what you're missing. You miss it. What do you think you're missing?
I'm not sure.
You miss it.
I'm not.
She should have woke up to the smell of your. Let me show you. Hold on. Let me show you guys that's listening right now. Let me tell you what she should have woke up to. See, when she woke up to the. No, I'm sorry. That's not. When she woke up in the morning, okay, she should have woke up to the smell of your cinnamon French toast with a side of motherfucking yogurt and some fruit and some orange juice to fucking lock this shit in. Because the average motherfucker can't. I want to show you all my skills. I don't want to just show you the bedroom skills. I want to show you all. I want to show you what the fuck you fucking with. You get in there, you get your milk, you put your cinnamon in there. I mean, I saw you put your cinnamon and the egg in there, put a little bit of milk in there, a little bit of dab of citrus. You dip the cinnamon in there, put a little butter in that. You roll that shit around, put the cinnamon, slice the cinnamon, not French toast, a cinnamon, a fucking croissant. Dip that fucking croissant in there, put it in there. Don't press on it because you'll flatten it out. Don't press on it, lightly butter, flip, lightly get a nice sear on that motherfucker. Lay the motherfucker. Hey, matter of fact, if you want to, because if you want to really give it something, you put a little drizzle of syrup at the bottom so she can get a little bit from the bottom and a little bit from the top. You put the croissants down. You put a little bit of cream, a little bit more, a little dab of cinnamon, not too much, a little dab right there. You get a little dollop of yogurt, some nice yogurt. Get your little yogurt, get the yogurt out, put the yogurt in there. You got your little fresh squeezed fruit. You put that in there. You get your fresh squeezed orange juice. Got that ready. And go ahead and let her see why she should be fucking you. Because the other motherfuckers ain't doing what I'm telling you. That doesn't make you, man, That sells you to her other friends. You ain't gonna believe what this motherfucker did. Not only did he fuck me, he gave me a full body massage. Hey, girl, just as I thought I was about to go home, I smell cinnamon, and this motherfucker's like Chef Boyard fucking D. And he cooling in the other side of the pillow. Hey, baby, here you go. Here's something for breakfast for you. And then you crawl up on the bed while she's eating, and you know what? Damn, that cinnamon, hey, that cinnamon croissant really looks good. But you know what's going to, hey, how it tastes better? Then you crawl up, you know, like those scary movies, Insidious or something, where they crawl up on the person's body? You crawl up on her and just give her a small kiss on the lips and say, damn, that cinnamon croissant tastes good on you. Go ahead, finish up, take your time. I'll be in the shower taking a shower, or I'll be in the other room. And let her sit there and do the one thing that you fuckers don't understand. Savor the moment where she locks in her mind from the moment you laid hands on her the day before to this moment right here where her eyes will start to fucking water. And she'll probably, you know what I mean? But I don't know why ladies touch it right here. I don't know. When they cry here, they always like, oh, whatever the fuck, right? But she going to be like, I fucking love him. I fucking love him. I'll do any nasty thing he wants me to do. Oh, I will be a dirty bitch for this motherfucker. Oh, my God, girl. Let me guess what I mean. You know what I mean? I'm getting my croissant on this motherfucker. She didn't do that. Just fucked her. Sent her on her way. I want to give you a reason to think twice before leaving me. And even if you leave me, you'll see why you come back. Because the average motherfucker communicating the way I'm communicating. You see what I'm saying? So she ghosted you because you made her feel like shit. And even if she left early that morning, but you didn't look. It only takes a few seconds to really be courteous, to just say, look, get home. Look, she took the time to come over to your place. What does it hurt, hey, drive safely and just call me when you make it in? Or just, hey, just let me know you got there. And I hope you enjoy your day. And then you go on and do your shit. You don't have to do anything like that, man.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So that's where you messed
up. Once I told her to call me, I tell her about the things that I was enjoying about her time when she was spending with me.
But you did that on Monday. Sunday laid a foundation that she is dirt under your shoe. Because a man, listen, I'm not saying bugger. I'm not saying, but you know, again, sex to them, not us, is more than the penetration. It's the connection. I'm connecting to her. But I'm not actually connecting to her. I'm about to show her a brand new connection fucking with me. And these little things from the kiss that I was telling that young man, from the way that I make that damn breakfast, from the fucking way I talk to her, I'm done. I don't have to do anything else. I'm good. I'm good. Because when she's driving away, you know what she's thinking about? All the other fucking women. She's thinking about what the fuck I actually am. She's trying to figure out, oh my God, I remember I told you the emotions. She can't fight that. I don't know. Maybe I got to slow this dang down, girl. Maybe I need to dial this back, girl. You know what? Maybe I won't call him when I get home because maybe I got to get my power back. Mm. But her emotions going to Right. Remember, I keep telling you, when the behaviors and emotions come in, they start acting totally different. Because how I make them feel when they're with me. And she feels the same feeling when she reads the message saying, all right, cool. You know, I'm glad you got home. Matter of fact, send me a photo real quick and let me see you. Or she's like, you know what, I had a long day. Right, but I had a long day. You know what, I think I want to take a shower. It's a long day. Hey, I got an idea. I'm kind of working. Why don't we do this? You know, I can't get enough of that motherfucking body of yours. Why don't we go live right now? Why don't you take me and put you in the bathroom? And while I'm working and shit, give me chances to glance up and just watch you wash yourself. Let me just see that shit. Give me a reason to be jealous of your towel right now. Come on, dog. You smell. Who the fuck talks to women this way? Nobody.
No, Steve, on the phone call, I actually did say some stuff similar to this. I know it wasn't on Sunday, but I did it like when she called me. I told her to call me up.
What I'm saying is that there are levels to this, okay? All right? And look, hold on, stop right here. Motherfucker, don't – look, motherfucker, you're going to have this kind of – please don't lie. I don't mean you call it.
I did. Don't come in here.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the chat room. Stop. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the chat room. Please stop coming here acting like you got mother game. Please stop that shit. God damn it. Now, look, I got to get to the other call, the 513, but yeah. But so, were you good? Hey, you got to charge the game. You got to charge it. Hey, I just want to say thank you. Hey, thank you, E-Black TV. Much love to you, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, E-Black TV. And I want to say thank you to these other super chats. Hold on, Rob K. Thank you for the super chat, man. Appreciate you, Rob K. Let me see something else. But hold on a second. But you want to know what makes me a bad motherfucker? You want to know what makes me a bad motherfucker, all you guys out here? You want to know what makes you a bad motherfucker, all you guys out there? Because what I'm telling you right now is why I'm about to tell you this, motherfucker. Take a moment and go into the dojo in your motherfucking mind. Gentlemen, it is here where you become a master communicator. It is this kind of communication that you have with yourself to become a master communicator. Because a master communicator will say to himself, I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself to be a better man every fucking day. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build up my motherfucking mind. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your goddamn job. This is who the fuck I am today. And baby girl, yo, sexy woman, if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me motherfucking tomorrow. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's how you should be communicating with yourselves. Come on, guys. This is what we're talking about, man. This is the game. So listen, young man, you go ahead and charge it. I got to finish talking to my chat room dogs. But just charge it, okay, man, and just listen to what I'm saying. Just remember, listen. The way you fuck them is being, then this is a communication, before, during, and after. And before should carry over to during, that carries over to after. Don't just think fucking is the physical with the woman. It's not. It will never be. But if you connect the physical and then you tie in, the mental, and then you tie in the physical, and then you end it with a cherry on motherfucking top, it's done. Your work is done. Your work is done, because at that point, she's going to start to feel that I can start to see. Remember, I told you, you ever see Django Unchained? You ever see Django Unchained, caller?
No, I've not.
All right, well, there's an episode in Django Unchained where they're talking to Calvin Candy, and they tell Calvin Candy, I want your best. I can't say what he said. I want your best in. And he says, I don't sell my best in. He said, hey, we don't want your first best. We don't want your second best. We'll take the third best. Why? Because the third best will be better than all the ones he's trying to sell. Why am I saying that? Pete Gang. I don't want to know what you say to the average motherfucker. I want to know the shit you don't say to the average motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? I'm setting myself up for you to talk to me in a way that you talk to your girlfriends. Because, guys, the way they talk to their girlfriends, they nasty as fuck. Oh, my God. Guys, the way you want them to talk to you, you want them to talk to you like they talk to their girlfriends. Dick, girth, cum. Man, I need some dick today, girl. God damn it, he fucked the shit out of me. Damn, I'm gonna soak in the tub type shit. Man, look at that dick. That's the conversation I want. You see what I'm saying, caller? I don't want that. Well, just have some water. I don't want that shit. I want that nasty shit. But that nasty shit has to come with no judgment, and you want her to feel that she can be whatever she wants to be around you. Be the dirty, nasty woman you want. And you know what's so fucked up about this right here? Whatever you show me, we're going to up that end. If you think what the fuck you are is nasty right now, wait till we add some midgets, tricycle midgets, and fucking balloons. You see what I'm saying? We're going to add some shit to that shit. We are not just going to accept you for what you are because you don't even know your potential. Oh, you got potential. Oh, you got so much potential. And guys, if y'all listen to the new track I put out called Your Bucket List, I talk about it. Just wait. I put it in one of the lines talking about how see, the average woman looks at the weather and is like, oh my God, I'm going to stay in. It's going to rain. No, baby girl, let's go. Let's go. Where are we going? Let's go. Take her to the middle of the countryside while it's raining. Stop in the middle of nowhere. Walk out that car. Put her ass up on that fucking hood. Lock her fucking legs and eat the fuck out of her pussy while the rain is hitting her. Become the fantasy. But right before she comes, you flip her ass over, slide that dick, and fuck the shit out of her in the rain. Rip her clothes off. Tear shit up. Get wild, get nasty, get dirty. Y'all don't even think about that shit, huh? Come on, man. All right, man, let me get back to 513, man. Let me get back to 513. Right. But, guys, a new track, it's called Your Bucket List. That is out right now if y'all want to listen to it on SoundCloud. Okay, and if y'all can put the link up, where they can listen to the track. 513, back to you. Okay, yeah, what was your question, big dog? I'm just trying to remember what I was just saying, man. What the fuck do I know, right? What the fuck do I know?
Oh, shit. Hey, that was a fucking masterpiece. Balloons in the midgets and then the countryside. Hey, that was beautiful. Hey.
You take her ass to the countryside. Dog, take her ass to the countryside. And let me tell you something. One time in their lives, they have seen or read a romance book or seen a scene where they just get downright nasty in the rain and smear, fuck the makeup, fuck all that shit. Just fuck me and just rip my clothes off and just take me and let me just get wet while her pussy's wet. She's wet. I'm saying, man. So, hey, caller. So, what you think is going to happen when we break up and it starts to rain outside? what you think is going to happen every time it rains outside? What you think she's going to be thinking about? Every time she's like, well, hey, baby, I got an idea. Why don't we, it's about to rain. Well, why don't we go to the countryside? Well, why would we do that? I don't want to get wet. That's such a far drive. And you know what she's saying?
Okay.
I know Steve did that.
The whole time she's thinking about you, the whole time.
Don't call him. Well, no, I think I wonder what he's doing right now. And you know what they do? Facebook, the man might say, oh, just looking at him. Oh, they'll be watching the stream right now. Oh, okay. Ooh, I just got a little bit of my, I'm good right now, girl. Ooh, I got my good, girl. I got my good. Hey, man, they always come back because I'm the drug that brings them back, gentlemen. Because, gentlemen, what I'm showing you, this is what a master communicator does. I'm communicating why me. I'm sorry, 513. Go ahead, because I got some questions to ask. Go ahead, call. What was your question? All I'm right. Sorry. Sometimes I get in my head, guys. I got to excuse myself.
All right, so my question was, like, I know how you say set up the dates, right? And when you got out of town, do you just, you know what I'm saying, continue to flow, or, like, you know what I mean? How do you go about that?
Hey, baby.
Can you kind of just wait for it?
Wait a second. Just because I'm not next to you doesn't mean we can't set up a date. Baby, this is what I want you to do tomorrow night. What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and grab your favorite ice cream. I'll grab mine, and let's go live, and let's fucking have an ice cream date together. Let's just have a date together so I can look at you and talk to you as if you were here right now. Talk to you. Let me look at you. Let me watch how you eat that motherfucking ice cream. You ready? Because you're giving me a reason to be jealous of the spoon. Why is a spoon getting all your lip attention and I'm not? See that right there? Come on, guys. Y'all got to learn how to use this shit. You got to learn how to use this. And listen.
That's beautiful.
baby, and if we really getting freaky, baby, can you let me know? Can you just get a little bit of ice cream and just put it on your nipple? And if you can reach your tongue to your nipple, can you just tell me how it tastes? Can you just, hey, look, I close my eyes. Just tell me how it tastes off your nipple. I'm listening, girl. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
I'm saying that I'm going to fucking touch you wherever the fuck I want to touch you. You're not safe. Because we're not in the country, we doesn't mean we can't have a date together. And it's new. It's right. Fun. It's something you never heard of before. And it's just a little fun time where, you know what? All we're doing is eating ice cream together, and we're just talking, just like we would. But unfortunately, we wouldn't really be talking if you were here, because you wouldn't know it. It's a good thing. See, I can even use that. It's a good thing you are where you are right now, because if you were right here right now, I would move every spoon, because I'm so jealous of it. I would bring you over, and I would slowly take my hand and give you a nice soft kiss to see how that motherfucking ice cream tastes off your lips. But since I can't do it right now, I'll take the next best thing. And that is just looking at the look on your face of how you are when you're around me. I'll take that. Come on, man. Come on, motherfuckers, don't do this shit. I'm going to hit her every. Remember, before, during, after. I'm going to get her everywhere. Everywhere. She's not safe. She's not safe. Because eventually, say around 10:30, 11 o'clock, guys, she's in her panties and her T-shirt on. After she takes her shower and everything, what you doing? Well, I'm trying to see what you doing. Let's see. Why don't we go live so I can see what you're doing right now? And you might see your beautiful body. Hey, do you want to play? Hey, even if she doesn't want to play right now, you still can make her play in the shower. I mean, there are so many ways to entice them to want to get that ticket, bus ride, or get in that fucking car and go see your ass. They will want to see you. Because if you're making them feel this way and you ain't laying hands on them, oh, shit. What the fuck is going to happen when you penetrate? And that's where the game is. That's the master communicator. The master communicator is not pushing what you do for a living. I'm saying that I have a sexual amusement park. The living room can be our water rides. The dining room can be our roller coaster. The kitchen over there can be the funnel cake or the fucking cotton candy. What do you want to come into? Because remember, the same sexo-ween thing that you give them in October, the thing you do in Easter to them with the Easter game, all you're doing is showing them that, you know what, we might just sleep on the bed, but we're going to fuck everywhere else. I'm going to christen your ass here, 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 and don't
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to christen that ass. I'm going to, wait, ready, ready? You ready about, I'm going to give y'all one. Hey, guys, I'm about to give y'all one. I shouldn't be giving y'all this, but I'm going to give you one. You guys got to stop just having these women masturbate on their backs. I'm about to give you one. Just like I can get her on her hand, but think about when I got her masturbate. Baby, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take that motherfucking ass, and I want you to bend your ass over the couch and rub that pussy from the back while you get off. Have my ear in the phone and you see, break that experience down. And then what I want you to do is I want you to go over there and I want you to go in the kitchen and up the motherfucking refrigerator while you play with that pretty pussy. Because you know what? If I was there right now, why don't you grab that strawberry and start sucking on that strawberry like you would suck my dick? You see, I'm not going to go there, guys. I'm saying sex membership was over there. I'm just saying that y'all doing shit wrong. Y'all like, y'all got them on their back in their bed. But my God, how you get them is, man. Oh, my God. Y'all don't understand. That's the whole communicating. From the time that she's not feeling well. Well, baby, I know, hey, baby, you sound like you have a long day. Hey, look, check this out. Why don't you do this? Why don't you just relax? Why don't you go ahead and make a bubble bath and everything? Put some candles. Put a nice towel over your eye. And just chill out. Let me know. If you need me, just let me know. Long way. That's sex right there. I'm cramping. I'm not feeling good. Baby, we'll just, hey, you know what? Why don't you lift your feet up a little bit? Put a hot towel or a hot heating pad on your stomach. You take your medicine and all that other stuff. Are you good to go? All right. Well, if you need me, let me know. See that? That's sex. All that is master communicating. Because it's not, see, for them, it's not the sex act. It's everything before, during, and after the sex act that's more impactful to them. Yes, they like dick, but dick tied into emotions equals great sex. You see what I'm saying?
Thanks.
And I want to get it from everywhere. Hey, babe, you had a long day at work? Shit. You sound like you want to be bad right now. I can't, yo. I'm in rush hour traffic. Oh, you can. Why don't you slowly unbuckle yourself? They ain't not watching you. Pants down for me. Go take it all the way off. There you go. I look around. Who you see? Oh, it's just everybody's around me. I don't know if I should do this. Baby, I got you. Just follow the instructions. Take your hand now. And then, hey, you see that? What you think what you think about every time she rush out of traffic?
I was about to say, like, it's like marking your territory, basically. Like, every single time, you're just making that stance.
Hey, what do you think she's going to feel when she's in rush out of traffic and it starts to fucking rain?
Right.
Come on, man. You're going to be sitting up over there. Hello? Is it me? You're going to be singing this song. You're going to be singing them songs because I have laid hands on her mind because I am a master communicator. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking at you.
Right.
Whatever your fantasy is, don't tell me. Wait. Any ladies in here, just give me a fantasy. Let me show you something. Any lady, just throw any women, not the guys, any ladies listening, just throw one fantasy in the chat. Even if it's a fake one, just throw it in there and watch me work. Just give me one fucking fantasy. Just one. Any ladies out there, if you're listening, just type one fantasy if you can. Just one. Don't be shy. Even if it's not yours, just type one fantasy a woman will have. Just the lady, okay? in the shed. Okay. So watch how this works. So I got to get you in the shed. So, hey, guess what, guys? Well, Steve, I'm in an apartment. I don't have a shed. Well, you're right, my brother. Guess what? Home Depot does. I mean, excuse me, Home Depot. Yeah. Hey, we can go to Home Depot, Target. I think Walmart even has in the garden section. Baby, let's go to, baby, I see you like gardening and all that other stuff. Let's go to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever they got sheds out that motherfucker. Because outside there, they got sheds and all that. All these places, they have gardening sections that have food sheds. See that shit, Mutt? You think you got me? No, fuck no. We're going to go walk around. Then I'm going to say, you know what? It's something I know you've always wanted to do, always thought about doing. I remember you were telling me how you loved to have sex in the shed. But you know what? I don't want to just for you today. What I want to do is I want to eat your pussy in the shed, and I don't want you to say a goddamn thing. Get your ass in there. Push her up against the corner of the shed. You get on her knees. You take her leg. You put it on your shoulder. Now, when you have her leg on your shoulder, guys, now let me show you guys. You have her leg on the shoulder. I'm going to show you this. Y'all should know this move. You guys should know this move. You have her on. You have your leg over the shoulder. So when you got her leg over your shoulder, you're eating that pussy. Guess what you could be doing? You're not looking at that, but if y'all watching it live, look what you could be doing to her motherfucking ass, because she's going to be in her shorts anyway. And that shit, eating that motherfucking pussy and getting her to fuck off. Getting her to fuck off. And guess what? We ain't done, because you know what? I'm going to be Farmer fucking Brown up in this motherfucker. Hee-haw, goddammit. We're gonna be Farmer Brown up in this motherfucker, and I'm gonna change my voice like this, and I'm gonna say, "Get your ass in that shed, girl." What I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna eat that motherfucking pussy, girl. You bring that ass on over here, bring that ass over here, so I can fuck the shit out of you. Now, who motherfuckers? Now, don't you say one goddamn thing when I'm eating that pussy. Hey, when you eat the pussy, you come in. Don't you say shit. Don't you say one motherfucking thing. You better hold in that nut, goddamn it, and you slide your ass back down in that motherfucking shed. And then you flip her over. And then you can get in her ear. You can take her hand. You can rub the pussy from the back and get up. And you know what? I know you like this motherfucking pussy. What's my goddamn name? Farmer Brown. No, she'll say your name is Steve. No, my name is Farmer Brown. You better say my name, girl. What the fuck is my name? Farmer Brown. Yeah, who gonna be fucking you? Farmer Brown. Who's pussy is this? Farmer Brown. You goddamn right, goddamn it. And I'm gonna fuck you right this life, Farmer Brown. You get your ass over here and get your ass in that cowgirl stand, girl. All in the shed. So what do you think when she sees a farmer show on TV?
Right.
When he take the email, she be like, "God damn, who is Farmer Brown?" I'm saying, this is how you become a communicator, because you're taking the moment and you're up in the ante. All she wants to do is probably do something in the shed, but fuck that. I'm a master communicator. And I'm going to get it, Dad. You going to eat that? I'm going to eat that goddamn pussy. You get your ass over here. Oh, she was like, "I love how you talk to me. Oh, shut your ass up. Take this motherfucking dick. Oh, you want to get on some of my corn in the cob, girl? Get on your goddamn knees. Suck this corn in the cob, girl. I'll see you dick. You sucker right there, girl. I'm a Brown." Come on, dog.
Damn.
What I'm saying. Yeah, Ricky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, doggy. Yeah, you gonna get all that done fucking dick from my Brown. And then when she talks shit, you know, on the phone and shit, driving and traffic and it's raining and shit, baby, don't make me bring Farmer Brown out this motherfucker. Don't make me bring out Farmer Brown. She, oh my God. Farmer Brown. Oh, Farmer Brown. Exactly. And guess what? That's just at Walmart. What about the Target shed? What about the Home Depot shed? Everybody, you can go to the tractor. They got sheds all over the fucking city, man. We can go and crash this thing Farmer Brown style. You see what I'm saying? Master.
Yes,
Thank you.
Communicate.
Man. Shit. Thank you.
All right, I'll throw you back. I'm sorry, man. I'm lazy, y'all. Get your call. But I'm just saying to y'all guys that all of this is what you bring to the table and how you communicate. That's why the confidence is so great. What I'm saying is that I want to know your fantasies because I'm going to up the ante of the fantasy. I'm going to up the ante every way I can. And if I'm not with you, I'm not around, I'm in another state and shit, and you masturbating and shit, shit, girl, we're going to get back on this Farmer Brown. You want some of this Farmer Brown, girl? You want some of this motherfucking Farmer Brown? Go ahead, girl. Who pussy did? You go, this Farmer Brown here, girl. I want to hear about my motherfucking butt. Oh, Farmer Brown, stop. No, we shouldn't, Farmer Brown. No, you want this motherfucking dick from Farmer Brown. Man, I was eating that pretty pussy, your girl, and rode that pussy from Farmer Brown for me. Let me hear that motherfucking pussy. Put the phone next to the motherfucking pussy and pat that motherfucking pussy so I can hear how wet it is. Let Farmer Brown. You see that, guy? Guys, is you have the range of what you can be is just not fucking fair. And this is why they fall in fucking love and lust with you, because you're taking experiences and you're showing them different sides of you. They get to see the nasty side of you, the sensual side of you, the dirty, the kinky, the erotic, all these things. You know what I'm saying? All these things they get to see, but they only get to see them through me. That's the catch, guys. Hey, see, I don't like this no more. I don't want to be right. Hey, baby. Hey, look, it's all good. Take care of yourself. Fuck you. All right. Candlemaker. Yeah. So, I'll see you when you get back. I'm saying, am I arrogant enough to say that? You goddamn right. Because I get them on the comeback. Because the drug that you give them is something the average motherfucker ain't giving them. Guys, that's what we're talking about. Guys, this is why we are teaching you guys game. This is why we're showing you how you can show her or how you get her to fall in love with you. Or naturally, not even love, lust. Like, I've got this conquering mentality that I don't want to own the pussy. I want the fucking mind. It has everything. I get access to everything. I want the mind. I want you to have me in your mind all the time. See, the thing that's key to all this is that I'm making her feel comfortable. I'm making her feel sexually comfortable. I'm making her feel secure. I'm making her feeling sexually secure. And all that builds is not only trust, but sexual trust. And when she trusts me, she's going to be open and willing to make herself vulnerable, not only to my advances and my sexual advances. She's going to make herself open to things that maybe she wants to experience but was too ashamed to experience. Y'all remember I told you that one that was just so nasty. I mean, she was a good girl, but her fantasy, there was something about nutting on eggs that got her off. Remember the one I had to cut off and she asked me before I got rid of her to nut on the egg so she could eat it one time before she left? And y'all might say, ew, bad, but you can't judge women for what the fuck they like. I'm just saying. They do all, guys, what I'm saying is this. When you trust yourself with yourself on what you're saying that is going to lead her somewhere, what's going to happen is you're going to start to stimulate the woman and you're going to have her become more interested in you, okay? And you're going to have her be more interested in you because I'm not captivating her with how I dress. Fuck. I'm not captivating her with how I dress. I'm not captivating her with how I live. I'm captivating her by allowing her to see things inside of her that she never seen before. Thank you, 167. We got you. I appreciate the 167. At the end of the show, we definitely will do the shout-outs. I got a lot of questions to ask. I'm not done, guys. We got a lot to go. Yeah, do it over again. Yes, do it over again. Yeah, you went too fast. Do it over again. I tell you, you try to rush to that. You're saying that how can I understand and look at myself unbiased? You ain't ready for that. You ain't ready, dog. You ain't ready. Last night you said that you were going to bring one of your mannequins to show us. Yeah, no. The kissing 101. I forgot the mannequin. I forgot the mannequin. But wait a second. You didn't need the mannequin because I just showed you a kissing 101 move without the mannequin. So I kind of did what I said I was going to do. See that? Check and mate. I did that shit. But let me continue, guys. I got a question to go ahead and ask. Any question I got, please ask. Lines are over 60 more seconds. We're going to do another hour. We're going to chop it up. Take it. But I'm showing you how to be a master commander. And the only one way a one can be a master commander is by creating the universe in which you master. You must create what you master, because in order for you to captivate them, you can't captivate them on surface things, because emotions are not surface things. Sure, I don't care if she's a gold digger. She likes surface things. But every gold digger, every stuck-up fucking woman out there, they all got one thing in common, and that is they got emotions, guys. They're emotional. When you look at them, you talk to them. But it's not talking to them. Listen, gentlemen, it's not saying, oh, well, I'll find out, Juliet. Oh, thou is so beautiful in thou. Man, you won't talk to them like that. All right. If y'all listened to the earlier show with Lucario, the guy says the woman was touching on him. But when he started touching on her, she wouldn't let him. Let me explain to y'all something. When you can tell them no and you can walk the fuck away, my God, the panties will drip. Most women get their way all their fucking lives. And if you think about it, when did she realize she had power? The first power that she had over a man was her father. Because every time she fucking cried, he would either change her diaper or feed her. And after a while, she kind of picked up on it. Like I said before, women have this fucking female club that they bring in all these girls, these little girls, that realize the power is right between their legs in their mind. But the man doesn't see power in the pussy. The power is between the ear, the pussy between her ears. That's the power base. But there is another power, but we won't talk about that, but there's another power base. But what I'm saying is that, dog, coaching works when you just get coaching, brother. This is not complicated, okay? No, this is just game, brother. This is just game, okay? How do you get them is how you lose them. Kind of gave you a sample of what it could be like for a woman to be with me. She doesn't have to fuck me because I don't warrant her to fuck me. She doesn't have to suck my dick. I don't warrant her to suck. She doesn't have to suck my dick. But I've always had this rule in my crib is that if I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. Because if I know you're coming over, yes, you're going to come over and over and over and over again. You're going to get yours before I get mine, but you ain't coming over. If I ain't coming, you ain't coming in my motherfucking house. And I've had many women that tried to test that shit. They would come over and shit. They sit down. They'd be like, no, I just want to talk. I said, okay, cool. And I get up, grab the purse. It's like a football. I don't hold it. I cuff it. You cuff the purse like a football. You walk that over to her. You grab her hand. You walk her to the door. You hand her a purse. As you open the door, you lower, not on her ass cheek, but a little bit above her ass cheek, that little curve, that little dip. Place your hand right there and escort her ass right the fuck out that door. gentlemen, time is something I don't waste, okay? Time is something that I don't waste. This is a fixed thing, time. And if a woman is wasting my time, I'm going to call her out on that. Why do you think I'm always telling her character must be everything? Character is everything to me. Because if you're not sure of yourself, I don't want a woman that tells me I don't know. I'm not a I don't know motherfucker. And I tell you this much. You don't have to fuck me. I'm not going to. Hey, listen, we'll never force a woman, nor should you ever, never make a woman fuck you, feel guilty to fuck you, or threaten her to do something if she doesn't fuck. Never, never do that. Just learn how to walk away. Learn how to say no. Just learn how to say goodbye. I can't tell you how many women I had to, again, even having to talk. Listen, this ain't working out. I'm not the right guy for you. This ain't working out. What do you mean it's not working out? It's just not working out. But why isn't it? What's wrong? What's the problem? Look, we're good. Because listen, here's the thing. See, if you tell the woman what the problem is and she changes because of that problem you told her, then later on she's going to get fucking mad at you because she feels like she's changing for you and not herself. So that's why you don't tell her what the problem is. You just let her know that, look, I'm not the right guy for you. I'm just not. I feel like you're wasting my time. I mean, why would you talk to me that way? I'm not yelling at you. I'm not screaming at you. I just feel that I'm just not the right guy. You need a guy that's going to take his fucking time, that wants to spend money. But here's the thing, guys. See, my thing is I don't have to ask for pussy. And that's what I keep telling you. I mean, you can get pussy easily by your mouth. So pussy is not my problem. My problem is when they just see it as a fuck thing from the beginning, and I know where this shit is going to go. Just like how a woman sees a guy, she knows he's a chauffeur, Christmas lights, Halloween lights, or something like that. We guys out here see the same thing as the same thing. You know what I mean? I'm saying that, listen, I love doing, guys, oh my, dude, there must be something wrong with me. There's got to be something wrong with me because the level of thinking that I'm on is that my greatest, and I tell women, and it's not to scare them, my greatest issue and problem that I would easily tell a woman that I get bored too fast. If you're not keeping my attention, I'm packing up and moving down. I need you to stimulate me by allowing me to stimulate you. And if you won't let me in to stimulate you, I'm not going to try to force my way in. I'm packing the fuck up and I'm going. But I'm not going to rush it. I don't rush it. I don't force it. Don't rush, don't force. But what I'm saying is there are times that I'm in the bed with them and they're naked and we're laying in the bed and I just like, you can go. And I know a lot of y'all guys are like, Steve, you crazy, but dog, when you have access to so much pussy, when you can get it easily, it's the thrill of the hunt, so to speak, but it's also thrill when they start to rediscover themselves through you, that's more of a thrill than the sex itself because you're allowing them to free themselves finally because they cry over this shit. They love this shit. Think about this. Let's go back in time. Let's just go back. All their lives, from them, if they're 25 years old, 32, 40, 50, 60, how the fucking old you are right now, all your life, no one has ever even told you about your core. You thought what you actually thought through your perception is actually sex. It's love. It's all these emotional feelings that you're feeling. They are, but they are on the surface, okay? They're all on the surface. And hold on a second. Mike, I got you 1 second. But what if I can up the ante of that feeling and make you and then some? But hold on, let me read this. Sent screenshots a few weeks ago about a girl I ended it with. Texted her a few times since she responded, but it's okay. No, short answers. Wait a second. I texted her a few times since she responded. Well, let me ask you a question. when you end it with them, you actually stop communicating with them. The worst thing that you fuckers can do is end something with a woman and then start communicating with them. Because at that point, they're saying, bitch, you fucking weak fucker. Why do you think she's sending you one word? Okay, look at you ended things with her, right? But look at the feminine in you. Look at the mommy in you. Why the fuck are you still texting somebody you ended it with? Why? So what? She's supposed to give you paragraphs? She's supposed to give you long paragraph messages? What the fuck are you talking about? And the worst part about you, surface dweller, is that you already ended it, motherfucker. What the fuck are you? Sometimes, Mike, I don't even want to answer your questions, dog. Sometimes I just don't want to answer your questions. I just don't want to answer, dog. I just don't want to answer this question sometimes because the stupid shitty. I mean, just follow me on this. Ladies, please stop laughing. But guys, follow me on this shit. The motherfucker said I dumped her or ended it with her. But yet his last question is, should I charge it? What the fuck do you mean charge it? Y'all see why y'all lose with women? This is fucking sad, man. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Gaines. As we went over the bid, you asked me what I say if she you asked me what I would say if she compliments you. What would you say? I came up with this, and I wanted to sound creepy. If she complimented you, I understand what you mean by that. What is a compliment? What is a compliment? I don't understand. What is a compliment to someone you just met? Interesting game. I don't know what you're talking about, but let me get back to Mike. Mike, listen to me. Hey, guys, tomorrow we're going to be, I think we're going to go through Tokyo. Tomorrow we're going to do an hour ride through Tokyo. That was kind of fun. We'll probably go through Tokyo. Are you saying I should end myself for my, what the fuck do you mean end yourself? I should end myself? Don't kill yourself. I don't want you to die. What do you mean end yourself? Don't talk that way here. I'll ban you over that shit. I don't want you killing yourself. She said she wanted to end things, but brother, when they want to end things, let them go. Look, I let them go. It's hard. It's hard to actually let them go because it's hard because they don't want to go. Okay. It's hard. It's hard to let them go. But Prince, let me tell you something, big dog. And I say this for all of it because this road versus way thing took a swing for some odd reason. Shit's about to hit the curve in the fan. But so let me say something to you. If you're a man, mindset man, you ain't having no fucking kids with a woman that doesn't have your last name, dweller. And because a lot of you dumbasses don't think and you have kids, you still got to be a fucking father to your goddamn kid and be cordial to the fucking mother. So she doesn't try to withhold you from your kid. But you wouldn't be asking these questions if y'all just know how to fucking hold your nuts in and stop fucking these women raw. Jesus Christ. Fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Guys, I got a question. We got you because I want to continue talking about the master. Gentlemen, when you can lead the woman, the power of looking at her, the power of you touching her, the power of building curiosity, building interest, being so intriguing that she cannot help but to want to know more. I will never tell you to go around and tell a woman, baby, you get with me, I'm going to flip your world upside down. And I'm going to make you feel things that you never felt before, girl. Man, don't be saying no stupid shit like that. She should see that shit by the way you message her. She should see the passion and what you are. Hold on. Let's wait. Wait. Hold on, Churchy. Hold on, Churchy. Give me 1 second. Hold on. 1 second, Churchy. What I'm saying is that you have got to be sex and set everything up to be sexy. Sexy. Let me read this thing. I am a strong believer in God. Okay, so you believe in that shit. Okay. But I want to have sex with them. I'm 28 my day now, and I never had sex before. I want to make my mother mad by having sex before marriage. What should I do? Well, look, this ain't, brother. This ain't for you. Before I block you, I just want to say to you, well, I'll block you before I, so I can tell everybody the answer, because this ain't for you. But I'll let everybody else know the answer. So what I'm saying to y'all guys out there is that I would tell that guy to go to Christian Mingle and find him a good Christian girl. But is there ever a good Christian? I don't know, man. I mean, I know y'all like the Bible stuff, but sometimes I actually think that my name is God, Jesus, and Lord, because, like, when I'm fucking them and shit, they're like, oh, God, Lord, Jesus, oh, my God. I'm like, bitch, my name is Steve. Sorry, just joke. All right, so let me see. Here we go. Let me get to this. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Shout out to all my dogs out there, man. Appreciate y'all guys, man. But no, I'm just saying to all you guys out there, listen, hey, dog, I'm saying that how can you show that you're a passionate man when you can't even create passion? Guys, I keep telling you, it is, guys, all you got to do is go to any of these chat rooms, okay? Facebook has nothing but chat room groups for whatever your kink is or whatever you're looking for. And all you got to do is talk to the ladies and just ask the ladies a question. Ask the ladies a question. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, ladies? My name is Steve. I got a question for you. Let me show you some ladies. What would you do if you came to my house and I took this and had you over to my place and I fixed this for you? Right? Or even if you don't want to even show the picture, shit. Oh, wait, let me take that shit off. Even if you don't want to show the picture, you can show the fucking, no, hold on a second. Turn that stupid shit off. My God, it's cluttering my fucking thing. Even though you don't want to, you don't have to send the picture. Let me show you what you can send in this shit. Let's see. Hold on, guys. I'm just trying to find it. See, let me show you. Look at this right here. See? That's what you can make. Hey, y'all remember back in the day? Y'all remember this? Remember? I remember I was at the thing with her. And she was showing me the plates and shit. She remember when I got to the parking lot? She was waiting for me. Y'all remember that, guys? It's easy, guys. It's everywhere. It's easy. Let me say, I don't want to portray myself that way, and I'm not that way. I've been that person. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're like talking out of the side of your neck. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. You're just talking about. I don't know. You got to talk. Be more specific. The lines are down, gentlemen, for y'all guys out there. That's this. But, gentlemen, I'm showing you guys, listen, if you want to be a master, you've got to be intrigued by the passion. I don't know how that damn fly. You know, I got horses, and sometimes the fly got in there anyway. By the passion that you have for yourself. But it's not just the passion that you have for yourself. It's being passionate, okay? Living with passion, okay? Your strengths, your skills, your interests, your values, all these things can define that. But your passion that you can create for yourself is going to draw in, because all I'm showing you, I'm creating what you see. Everything you see, I created. And let me show you where it started with a white man. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, it started. Let me show you the white guy. Let me show you the white guy. This is who it started with. Everything that you see I'm doing and saying and moving and all this stuff, this is my hero right here. Started with this motherfucker right here. If it wasn't for my mentor making me watch PBS shows, watching this motherfucker, I would never, ever know what a master communicator can be like. Every fucking show, this was a blank canvas. And at the end of the show, it turned into a masterpiece. So I was taught, gentlemen, that I had to create masterpieces. I had to position masterpieces all around my house as if they are sexual traps. And as I created those things, these sexual traps, women would fall in the trap because of the curiosity of what I had or what I was doing. Tough Nut says, she told me she had a boyfriend, right? And what's that got to do with me? She's down to meet me up this weekend, y'all. Y'all got to stop caring so much. I don't give a fuck, service dwelling sense out there. Well, that's not a question, Tough Nut. That's a statement. I don't know that's a question. But I'm saying to all you guys out here is that, Bob Ross didn't, okay, Bob Ross didn't have game, but Bob Ross had a talent of creativity and communication. So what I'm saying is that, yes, I've always copied others to be myself. That's why I asked. This ain't for you, dude. I should ban you because I don't want you copying us. If you're looking to copy people, you're in the wrong place, buddy. You're in the wrong place. But what I'm saying is wait a second. The lines are down. You should have called in. Lines are down. K-O-N-Y. If what I'll do first, because I'm nice, you're new. So what I'll do first, because I'm nice. Today's a nice day. I'll time you out. Because I don't want bitches in my show, dude. I'm going to give you one shot. Clean up what you're saying or just get the fuck out. Because I don't like bitches. And you guys, y'all know the sad thing about this motherfucker? What do y'all guys think I've been doing the whole 2 hours? Is showing you the art of communication. What a fucking shame. What a shame. He's got one shot. He comes back in, opens his mouth, he's gone. So, you know, I don't want no bullshit. So let's keep going. Guys, I got questions. I got you. Yeah, I don't know what that other question is. Tough Nut. I don't know what you're telling me, dude. You made a – that was a cue, so you're making a statement. So please put an S on that. Let's see here. No, it's okay, ZZ. It's okay. Bob was just explaining Bob. No, I told – listen, if it wasn't for Bob Ross, I wouldn't understand what I know now. So I'm not saying he had game, but he was a reference point to understanding the power of creativity. Gentlemen, creativity is – what you create for yourself. You should have a notebook. You should have a notebook, guys, that should have how I kiss a woman, how I talk to a woman, talk to her. All of these should be pages of stuff that you should learn, dog. Y'all, the reason why y'all are not learning anything, because y'all have killed the worst part of you, and that's the kid in you. The creative side of you is dead because a lot of y'all are told that, you know what, being a kid is a bad thing. Matter of fact, for all you guys out there, pretty soon I'll be playing Call of Duty while I'm riding a bike, so I'm setting that up. So I will be connecting that pretty soon. But don't forget, tomorrow we're going to ride through Tokyo. I might play golf. I want to play golf because I got a new golf club for my Oculus. So we might do a 30-minute ride through Tokyo and then a 30-minute golf thing. But we're gonna do an hour or something, okay? I just want to let you guys know. But I appreciate you guys. But listen, I'm trying to show y'all game, okay? All right, young man, listen to me. Young man, it's okay. Listen to me. This is what I'm saying to you to help you start, okay? Well, hey, OG, I'm going to show hey, OG. Hold on. Hold on, guys. OG, yeah. OG said, wait. He said, hold the fuck up, Steve. How the fuck you going to take all of this? Hey, OG, I'm going to show you how, motherfucker. I'm going to play Call of Duty. You'll see him on my bike, and you'll see that shit. We going to play that shit for an hour because what's today's date? In 4 days, Godzilla vs. Hulk, King Kong going to be on that bitch. So I'm going to have that shit set up. I promise you, OG. OG, you... Yeah, I'm going to play a zombie shooter, man. I'm going to play a zombie shooter. I'm going to play a zombie shooter. Let me get this question. Wait, I got you, Big Dog. Let me ask you a question. You said, maybe I missed this, but how would you recommend I go ahead and change the perceptions about myself when they're often negative? Well, what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that, this is going to be crazy. Listen. There are two rules that you must – can I get some water? I've been talking for 2 hours. Can I go grab some water real quick? Never mind. I'm going to see if I get some water. I guess I'm going to get some water. Hold on. Wait. Give me a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Where the fuck is it at? Hold on a second. I got you guys. I'm going to answer your question. I ain't going nowhere. Hold on a second. I got you. Here we go. Fuck. Hold on, guys. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on. All right. Hold on a second. Man. I got you. I'm going to answer your question. I got you guys. All right, here we go. So I'm sorry, here we go. Now check in. Let me help you guys. Here we go. So I'm going to show you something. I don't want you, it's going to sound weird. I do not want you to change the negative perceptions. And I'm going to tell you why. You cannot defeat him. This is just like a woman trying to fight her fucking emotions. You cannot change what you have created. So what you have created is what we call theater number one. You're in a theater. What I'm trying to teach you through game is that it's okay to feel this way and move on from the feeling. See, you're too busy trying to change something versus look at trying to change yourself. You cannot change a negative because you are not a student of the game. You're not a student. Unfortunately for a lot of you guys, you like, well, how can I be a surgeon in one question? You want to have one answer to teach you how to be a surgeon. And the game doesn't work that way. What I'm saying to you is the important thing is to accept the perceptions. But just like you accept the days of the week, just like you accept time, just like you accept the sky is blue and the grass is green, you are allowed to accept things and still move on with your life. Now, listen, this is deep for y'all guys. I'm trying to explain this to you. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to what I'm saying. Even though you feel a certain way about yourself, doesn't mean the world is going to stop for you and wait for you to feel better about yourself. Doesn't work that way. But let me show you. And I showed you this earlier with Mr. Licario. I showed you this earlier. All right. Yeah, I showed you one thing earlier, and I will show you this in 1 second. I'll show you this in 1 second. Let's do this. Okay, we're back. Let me show you this. All right. This is very, very important. All right, make sure this is up. All right, so we got this working. All right, so let me show you something real quick. It's very important that you understand where I'm coming from, okay? All right, so I want you to look at this, all right? What I'm showing you is a secret to your question that it's an easy solve and an easy fix. Okay. If all your life you have been doing what it is you're doing all your life, okay? All your life you've been doing this. And all your life it is all about you, okay? And what I'm saying to you is the important thing is all your life, which is very important, is that you are always doing what you want to do. And if you do what it is you have always been doing, you have always trusted yourself to do just that thing. So even if you were feeling sad about yourself, you still grabbed your keys and moved on. Even though you had a bad day, you would get out of bed. You would turn on a light switch. You would open a refrigerator door. You would grab the remote control. So what I'm saying to you is that all day, oh, wait, let me see. I'm sorry, froze. I'm saying to you is that all day of your life, you have been moving even though you feel bad, okay? All right? See what I'm saying? Wait, blood. What are you talking about? Blood on the field? What are you talking about? Barbershop? What are you talking about, man? Why should I all mad on what she does? What the fuck is he talking about? Why should you get mad at what she does? Dude, man, I'm going to keep you. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. So what I'm saying is, for you, man. Oh, my screen. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thanks, man. I'm like, my screen, what are you talking about? All right, man. Yeah, I know. My screen. I got it. So. Well, managing time is just about you managing time. Time is you got to figure it out. That's just the easy one. It's just knowing what you want to do. But listen to me, guys. Listen. I'm saying to you that even though you are sick, even though you don't believe in yourself, even though you're sad, even though you don't have gain, even though you have a bad perception of yourself, okay? How is it you're still able to get out of the bed, brush your teeth, open the door, turn on a light switch, and go on with your life? Why? Because even though the thought is still there, you still moved on with your life. And the thing about where a lot of you guys are, where you guys are at, okay, is a lot of you guys out here are too worried about outside of yourself versus looking at yourself to be the answer for things. See, living in Theater One is okay because Theater One should be there, but I'm asking you, should that be the only movie theater in the building? And just because it's there, does it mean you have to go in there every time? It's there because you created it. It's there because that's where he's at. The one that is controlling your whole fucking life right now. Not your whole life. I'm sorry. Controlling 1% of your life. He's controlling 1% of your life. He's not controlling 99% of your life. So all you guys saying, oh, I feel bad. I'm not this. I'm not that. No, he's just controlling that 1%. But that 1% feels like it's 99. That's why. That's why y'all get caught up in all this stuff. So what I'm saying to you is don't realize theater number one. Don't realize that, okay? Josh, yes, that's true. What I'm saying is that in theater, number one, is there's so much indecision. There's so much procrastination. There's so much fear of the unknown. Okay? But where is that side of you that pushes on beyond that? Now, if any of y'all guys watch my workout routines every morning or whatever, I'm always getting my ass kicked by Mr. T. And if you watch the thing, guys, I'm like, I'm spent. I can't even lift my arms up. I'm just spent. And I'm getting my ass kicked. I'm making a fool out of myself. And it's just, hey, man, it's just how it is. I'm seriously misguided, and I don't know about myself. That's why I asked, how can I prove my game? All right, but this is what I'm saying to you, young man. Anthony, you've got to get your fucking puzzle pieces. I don't know why you guys don't listen to me. Maybe you're new, but I'm saying you have to get your puzzle pieces. Your puzzle piece is going to start all this shit. Oh, let me see what the fuck you're saying, dude. Let me see something. Hold on a second. I'm trying to see, hey, interesting gamer. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you sending me, dude? What the fuck are you sending me? Check, please. I sent the. What is the fucking question? Look, man. Thank you. You see, that's just a little taste of me. If you choose to get to know me, then you will truly know what being smooth is like after that. You won't be able to get enough of me. And you can replace the word smooth with something funny. What the fuck is this stupid shit? What is this stupid? I told you don't talk to... Dude, please just don't give me... I'm going to keep going, man. My God, man, why are you... Why would you send that stupid shit or say that stupid shit to a woman that you don't even fucking know? Jesus Christ, dude. God damn it, dude. Please. Please. You're missing the whole point. If she, when is she complimenting you over? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. Jesus Christ, man. All right, let me continue. Gentlemen, the thing that I'm saying to you guys out there is that being a master commander, let's talk on this. Being a master commander, okay? The reason why it's a beautiful thing to learn yourself and communicate and talk to yourself, because women are going to come across you as an anomaly because they're not sure of people like you and how we move, okay? And what she's going to see about you because of how you communicate to yourself, not to her, what she's going to see is she's going to see a man that just despite whatever the world throws his way, whatever happens to him, no matter if it's bad or worse, that he's going to keep moving with unshakable confidence and a self-belief in himself. What makes the woman see that you are a master of everything that you are is because you don't have any limitations. You don't have any weaknesses. You don't have any chinks in your armor. And when they see that kind of individual moving, they're going to think that guy has some kind of a superpower or some kind of a strength, okay? I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. A superpower and a strength. And guys, don't forget, check, hey guys, for my poetry aficionados, I just added a brand new track called Bucket List. So make sure y'all check that out, my poetry aficionados. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. When a woman who has limiting habits, insecurities, fears, and behaviors that make them feel odd or like a fish out of water, when they see a man that doesn't have those things, they're going to follow that man. Because that man, even though he doesn't have those things, he accepts them for what they are and doesn't judge them. But it's a catch to, it's a weird thing, because when you have it in front of a woman and she sees you're like her, she doesn't want to deal with you, because most women don't want to deal with themselves. So if she hates who she, if she hates what she sees in the mirror, and you act like what she hates in the mirror, then she's not going to even want to mess with you guys. She's not going to mess with you. Okay? I'm saying, if she asks you if you're a smooth talker, you dumb motherfucker, and do you think that is smooth? Let me read it again. Let me read it again. Creepy. Thank you. You see, that's just a little taste of me. I can stop right there. That's a little taste of me. If you choose to get to know me, you would truly know what being smooth is like after you, wait, you will truly know what being smooth is like after you won't be able to get enough of me? Who tells women this shit? Let's finish. And you can place the word smooth with something like funny and flirt, etc. And I wanted to see if you think it sounds creepy or smooth. It sounds fucking creepy. What part of it don't you see, man? Creep. I told you that shit sound creepy. Jesus Christ. I've never told you to tell a woman that, oh, you get with me, it's smooth. Motherfucker, I'm talking to y'all in the chat room like we're at the barbershop. I never want to, hey, baby, I'm smooth, girl. I'm smooth. I never tell a woman I'm smooth. You know why I don't tell her I'm smooth? Because she tells me I'm smooth, motherfucker. She tells me she can't get enough of me, motherfucker. I just say that shit. Come on, man. Let's get it. But, Money Mitch, let me show you something. You've got to start writing poetry, gentlemen. I know you don't want to do that, but a smooth talker is poetry in motion, brother. It's poetry in motion. Okay? Question. I'd like to ask you regarding something you said about me being feminine energy. My question is it sure to understand? Should I never tell a woman how, what the? Thank you, Joe. You don't tell them shoulder. You should never tell a woman what, man? What you feel? Wait a second.
I like you. I got feelings for you. Yeah, girl, I miss you too. Yeah, I think I'm falling in love with you too, girl.
Are you fucking kidding? Is he joking? Are you fucking kidding me right now, K.I.? You know what I'm going to tell you, dog? You talk to him with me. Dog, do it. I'm not going to answer that question. Hey, dog, tell her you love her.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to express my feelings to you. And I just wanted to let you know, last night I was looking outside my window And I was wondering how many ways that I can tell you that I don't even know you very much, but I feel you. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, brother. Go tell them. Go tell them and stuff, okay? Go tell them all your fucking feelings. I'm not going to help you. You don't want to be helped. You don't want to be helped. Go tell them your fucking feelings. Go ahead. Anyway, yeah, OG, see, OG, what I'm saying is your mouthpiece is everything to a woman, man. Words are deadly things to the emotion. It's music to her ears. It's music to her ears. And OJ, I will be fucking riding that bike. So you make sure, OJ, you make sure you log in. Because I will be riding that motherfucking bike. I promise you. And if I can get that shit fixed sometime tonight or whatever, before we end the show, I'm going to ride that. Hey, OG, I'm going to show you. I'll be riding my bike with my motherfucking headset on. I'll have my Oculus on like this. And I'm going to be riding my bike like that, and you're going to see me playing fucking Call of Duty. I promise you. Warzone like a motherfucker. Watch. I'm using fucking Leatherface. I'm just an evil motherfucker. He's Leatherface. Okay. All right, look. I'm going to tell you this in August. I tell you this now, but I'm going to tell you this in August, okay? Oh, okay, Xbox, Coach Ass Kicking. Coach A-Z-Z-K-I-C-K-I-N. Coach Ass Kicking. I'll type it as Coach Ass Kicking, okay? It's Coach Ass Kicking. Okay, but what I'm saying to you, not OG, I'm sorry. Sorry, I was talking to OG. But no, Big Dog, I'm saying to you this here. In August, I don't want you to go to poetry. You know what I want you to do in August? I want each and every one of you to go to the art section. Find the art lady and find out where you can do nude modeling. Find out where you can do nude modeling where you go in a robe, you stand in front of a bunch of women. There's going to be some dudes there. But you stand in front of a bunch of women, you drop your fucking robe and stand still and let them paint, draw, or sculpt you. That's the shit I want you. Fuck that pose. I'm going to show y'all some other shit. Do that shit. But if you want a little spoken word, write, learn poetry, take my poetry. I don't give a fuck. Go to the poetry clubs and start reciting that shit, man. It's sex. It's mental sex to the woman. Mental sex to the woman. I'm telling y'all. Mental sex. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Gentlemen, and again, hey, guys, listen. There's so much to unpack here, man. God damn it. There's just so much. When a woman realizes her limitations, she's going to look to a man that has no limitations. Remember, guys, remember, the reason why a lot of women run game on you is because of your limitation. Even though she has a limitation, her limitation is a little bit higher or farther or deeper than your limitation, meaning that even though she limits herself, she still has her chauffeurs and all the other stuff. She has control over the dicks. You don't have control over pussy, but you're limiting yourself. That's why you're behind the eight ball. So when you have no limitations, meaning a woman who has no limitations, she doesn't want to meet you because you're not bringing her any. Matter of fact, and I don't ever try to knock you, but you're bringing her down. You're bringing her down, okay? Gamer, listen to me. Dude, please stop it. Please stop. Please stop. I'm begging you, please stop. Thank you, W. I appreciate that. All right, yeah, OG, you add me. Okay, let me see you. Yeah, OG, hey, yeah, you'll see, dog. I'll be on this shit. Hey, add me to YouTube or whatever, because once I figure out this plug-up shit and I'm figuring this shit up, once I plug this bitch up, I'm telling you, I'm going to be on the Oculus. I'm going to be playing motherfucking Call of Duty, and I'm going to be fucking on my bike. You'll see me on my bicycle pedaling. If you saw me today, I pedaled through, we went through Switzerland and a little bit of Japan. So
So I pedal for an hour. I don't be pedaling, playing motherfucking Call of Duty. You just watch, man. Watch that shit. Watch that shit. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Hey, just get some closure so we can talk, man. Because you're not understanding what I'm showing you. You're not getting it. Question. How is she saying you're smooth, but you don't know how to be smooth? What's smooth, her words are yours. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. See, if a woman says that you're smooth, why would you bring up you're smooth? Jess, thank you, dog. You nailed it. That's the whole point. Let's see. Money said, this was a huge missing piece that I've learned in the last 5 months. Words, poetry, talk, mind, sex, shout out. Well, what I'm saying to you OG, hang in there because we got to do our shout outs pretty soon. Shit. I got these fucking horses. I let the back door out and these flies are all these fucking places. I got to do the shout outs. Hold on, all my guys. Wait, can we do this real quick? Can we get this out of the way? Hold on a second. Let me shut the line down. Hold on, guys. We got how many likes do we have? Wait a second, because I got to thank y'all. How many likes do we have? What is our number count on the likes, gentlemen? What is our number count on the likes? I know we're over 150. Y'all know we get over 150, I got to show y'all love. When we get over 150, I got to show y'all love. Time to spit bars. What? We got 208? Really? 215? Oh, my God. Let's go. Oh, shit. Hold on. We got 215? 220? Oh, my God. Hold on. Stop. Wait, nigga. Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait a second, man. Hold up. Oh, shit. We gotta keep this shit going for a second. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me get this right. Hold on. Let me see. All right, guys. 228? What? 230? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. We're about to do this. Guys, we're about to do. Wait, hold on, ZZ. Not yet, ZZ. Not yet. Wait. Let me get the route together. Shit. All right. Here we go, guys. Hold on, here we go, hold on. Here we go, guys. All right, guys, we're about to do the rap. Here we go. Hold on, not yet, Will. Wait, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies in a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds, melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the morning sun. It's all about the fruit, the music, and the grease. It's all about that ass, a heavenly masterpiece. But most of all, I want you to fly high like a dove. It's all about tonight, baby, and all of the above. Hold on, we'll keep going. Hold on, dog. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right. Here we go. Next verse. Here we go. Next verse, guys. We're almost there. Hold on. We're going to do this shit. I know how we hit it. I'm going to try to go. Here we go. Here we go. Every time I see you, I got to move. I got to groove. I got to try to do nasty things to put you in the mood. Trying to get that pussy, baby. Tell me, are you down? Do you want to get your mind wet? So turn around. I want to be the one, be the fucking man, be the fucking fantasy. Make you do nasty things, but only for me. Unlock that dirty side. Show me what's in store. Chain yourself to the bed. Become my filthy whore. Tell me, are you in the mood? Tell me that you want to do nasty things. Bitch, do you want to do them in the nude? Playing with your pussy. I want you to think of me. I want you to think of the things that you wish we could be. Damn, I'm going too fast. Hold on, dog. Hold on, guys. We ain't done. We ain't done because we got so many numbers. We got to keep hitting this shit. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. Oh, shit. Here I go. Here I go. Here I'm going to go. All right, here we go. Turn around, baby, let me see how you move. Let me show you what a man can do. Let me make the move. Let me show you how you can be a good girl. Show me. Oh, wait. Hold on, man. Hold on, Josh. Hold on, man. I got this. Hold on. Nah, we ain't going to go. We got so many things. I got to keep this shit going. Hold on. I got to keep this shit going. I got to do it, kid, 420. We about to hit y'all. Wait. Get ready, guys. Hold on. We almost done. Here we go. Come on. Rubbing that pussy, baby. Rubbing it right. No, I'm not your man, but I can do it very right. I'm here to turn things up. Tell me what you want to do. Stroke your hair. Smack that ass. Show me the nasty you. Tell me that you're sexy. Tell me you're the one. Do you want to feel good or you do want to come? Do you want to do a little thing, a little some? Get between your legs and get that yum, yum, yum. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here. Let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your nasty fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Oh, shit. Y'all know what it's about. Hey, guys, get ready. All you guys, get ready to get your area codes. All you guys, get ready to get your area codes. All you guys, get ready to get your area codes. We about to, not yet, visitor. Not yet. I hold you in a days for days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body sex craze. To my voice, like a swimming pool, that Susan, put your body in the mood. Intoxicating lovely ladies at the club while I groove. Higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs. Hypnotize by this dick in my eyes. Try this mind candy and have you paralyzed. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh, shit, bitch. Who knows? It can be a one-night stand, or we can have it all. And what we do will never leave these mirror walls. The incense burnt, the world turned to another day. And I continue my physical serenade. I'ma put your name on the VIP, so just tell the front door who you came to see. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Rub her booty. Is it hot? Is it cold? Pull her hair, smack her ass, and shout your area code. Shout your area code. Let's get it. Shout out. Now we can drop your area code. Shout out to you, visitor at the 407. My dog, Ronan in England, shout out to you, man. Well, come on. Keep him coming, guys. Keep him coming. I don't know where the fuck his SE5 is, but shout out to the 707, my dog. DJ is in the house holding down in New York in 347. Shout out to my dog in the 929. What's going on, 360? Lethal is holding it down in California. DJ is holding it down in the 253. G-Dog is holding it down in the 104. Visitor, we already got you in the 407. Bernie's holding it down in the 323. W, now you're holding it down in the 303. Iron is holding it down in the 235. OG is chilling in the 617 Call of Duty. Stand up. Philly's in the motherfucking house. All right, we got Antoine in the 513. DV in the 302. Milwaukee, shout out to you, man. Much love to you. Jeremy, we got you in the 770. Stand up. Z-Dog, we got you in the 781. 06, we got you in the 305. We got Buffalo in the motherfucking house. Cincinnati in the motherfucking house. New York in the motherfucking house. 417, we got you in the house. Global, I see you in the motherfucking house at 104. Long Island in the motherfucking house. Hector was good in the 757. Coach Justin is rolling in the 646. Kid is rolling in the 508. Reggie's holding it down in the 606. D, I guess he's holding down in Florida. Commander Confidence is holding it down to 480. Josh is in the Bronx and everything, man. That's what we do, man. P is holding it down in the 617. God damn. We got motherfucking King in the house. J-Dog in Chicago. Hey, Bad is over there in Roster. Well, I guess Roster means I guess you in the Roster 5. Anthony's holding down 208 and everything like that. What else we got? We got the South Side. I guess that's Boston right there. We got the 614 in the house. And last but not least, Britt, we got you in New York City. Shout out to all you guys. I want to say thank you guys. Hey, listen, I appreciate all you motherfuckers. I may be hard on you, but I appreciate you because I know you can do better. Gentlemen, once you have your puzzles, homework assignment tonight, today, find your scribe and just do something. Tell him I want to grab the remote. Tell him I want to get something to eat. Tell him something about yourself. Tell him something it is that you want. And once you scribe it, John Tolman, once you scribe the thought that we're going over, what I want you to do, guys, is very fucking important. After you scribe it, take a moment and write down why you want what it is you want. And then write down how are you going to defend what it is you want when you get challenged on what it is you want. And then you write down how are you going to stand up on it without worrying about being judged by other people of what you want. And then you want to do is express how you are doing. You got to express what it is you want. And the last thing that's not even on here is you got to go out your door and do whatever it is you say you're going to do that you want to do. That is going to change the game up for you tremendously, gentlemen. Tremendously, okay? It is going to be something that you guys can change for yourselves. And once you change for yourself, you can get the woman. All right, we're going to talk tomorrow. We're going to talk about trying. Hey, guys, we're going to talk about some sex tomorrow. Y'all, we're going to talk about a little bit of sex tomorrow. We're going to talk about trying to find your sexual side. 2:45. God damn, y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I feel like really putting that and changing this number because this number was based off of a Will Smith YouTube. It wasn't really you guys. It wasn't you guys. Tyler, you remember the last, what was the last like count that we had before this, before we did the Will Smith? What was the last count? You remember Tyler or Russ? What was the record before we did the Will Smith thing? Because the 383 that we have, gentlemen, I don't really feel that is a real 383 because it wasn't you guys. You guys were the you're the core. You know what I mean? You're always here. You're always rocking with me. You're always fucking with me. So y'all let me know because I'm going to let y'all have this one because we can keep the 383 if y'all want because that was because of a Will Smith video. But if y'all want to take it and put it at 245, we'll do that because I honestly feel the old record is 185, right? I honestly feel that the 245 is authentic guys and not just people coming in from the Will Smith thing. That's what I'm saying. But y'all let me know. I mean, y'all let me know what y'all think because I want to give y'all credit. I want to give y'all love. So I think, yeah, organic. That's what I'm talking about, right? I think the 245 is organic. I think it's organic, man. I think it's the real number. So, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wilson, you're right. That's what I'm saying. Right. So that's what I'm saying, man. I don't know, but I think we'll change that to 245. We'll do that. We'll change it to 245 because y'all did a great job. I commend y'all on that. So we'll do that. We'll change the date. We'll set it for 5-3. Y'all will hold the record because y'all are authentic. So, hey, Z, wait, Z. Z, hey, guy. ZZ, you might not know this, buddy, but every day, I go live and we teach game while I work out. It's amazing. You just missed it, but we do it every day. So all you got to do is subscribe and you'll get the notification, okay? But yeah, so we'll lock it in. Yeah, I see the likes are going up. We want to lock it in at a number, man. We will look. We got 30 seconds. I'm looking at the clock. So in the next 30 seconds, Tyler, when I say Tyler, we have 20 seconds. So Tyler, I want the number in 15 seconds. Hold on, Tyler. I want the number in 10 seconds, and we'll stop at this number. 5 seconds, Tyler. 4, 3, 2. All right, Tyler, whatever you give me is the number. What is the number you're giving me, Tyler? Give me the number. Whatever number Tyler gives me right now, that's going to be the number. That'll be the final. I don't want to keep pushing that. Tyler, give me that number, Tyler. Give me that number. Write it down right now, Tyler. What's the number that we have? What's our total, Tyler? Tyler, what's our total? .255 on 5/3/22 is the record. We'll change that. We'll change that. It'll be the new record, guys. 255. Y'all hold the record, okay? Because this is organic, and I want y'all to organically strive to be better as well, to challenge yourselves on that number. But gentlemen, there's also something I need you to strive on. If you don't do anything, gentlemen. And that is strive on the graveyard. And please, gentlemen, live every day like it is your last, gentlemen, and learn and grow and study and understand the game. I got you covered. Meet me halfway. We can do this together. We can actually do this together. We have got to get you guys out here who don't love yourselves to begin to learn your sexual selves, to begin to learn how you are to yourself is so important. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we'll figure out something with sex. We're going to talk about some sex tomorrow. And we're going to show you ways if you want. If you want me to bust out the mannequin, I will. I can show you ways that a kissing 101 move. I don't want you to think we're talking sex for you guys to get sex. I want you to talk sex so these women will want to fuck you. Okay? We're going to talk sex. But we're going to talk sex through, I would like to talk it through the mouthpiece and how you communicate it. Ways that you can set up your house. We can look at artwork if you want to. Anything we can do to set up your crib, let me know. If you guys out here take some photos of your crib, send them to me, and we can critique. I'll critique it. Let's get your house in order. Let's work on the sound checks. Let's work on the poetry. And I'm gonna bring the mannequin head. I'll find it. I do have for the sex membership. I have a mannequin. I just haven't put the mannequin together, but I will. I have a mannequin body. I can show you if y'all want to see it. I don't know if I have. Where's it at? I think it's somewhere over there. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, let's start working on sound checks, okay? Let's start working on these things because all these things are going to bring out sexuality in you. We'll start working on that. That'll be tomorrow. But guys, we have a brand new track. If someone could post it, Tyler, if you can, or maybe I'll find it. Let me pull it up. We got a brand new track. So let me pull it up. I'll give you the link to it. Let me give you the link. Unless Tyler could beat me to it. Tyler, I don't think you beat me to it. I'm almost there. So we have a brand new track called Your Bucket List. And guys, check it out. It's for the ladies, but you know, I like to send y'all stuff. So guys, check that out. That's the link. It's a brand new track we just dropped today. Just dropped it today. So just check it out. But again, guys, take it. Use it. I do it for me, but you can use it. It's okay. Take the words, use it, practice, work with it. I don't give a fuck what you do with it. It's free. It's for you. Okay, guys, everything is for you, okay? All right? And we'll go from there, okay? And we'll knock it out the way we do it, okay? That's what we do, man, mindset. But, OG, if you still there, dog, I'm about to set up. I got to find my capture card. I know I have that bitch around here somewhere. Once I find that capture card, I'm going to plug that bitch in. I don't know if my I got to get a longer cord. I think I need a splitter because I'm going to need a cord to go into my TV and one to go from my TV to my computer. Because I'm gonna play that Call of Duty. Y'all bet the bank on that shit. Y'all bet the bank on that. I will do that, okay? So, guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Make sure you leave a name and a number. But, guys, this will change. Matter of fact, guys, before I say goodbye to you, allow me to honor you guys by putting up your numbers. Let me do that now for you guys. Let me say thank you to you guys. Let me change it right now live. So we're going to change it right now. Okay, guys, give me a second. Let me change this thing, dog. I'm going to change it right now. So it's 255-5322. All right, guys, allow me to honor you guys, okay, for your hard work, your discipline, your drive, your love for the show. Allow me to show you the new record that you guys have that we're going to post right now. I'm going to post it live for you guys to say thank you, guys. Let me do that for you before we wrap this up. Is it okay if I do that? Let me take this shit down. Let me take this shit down. Say goodbye to this thing. We're getting rid of this shit. We're getting rid of this, and we're going to get rid of this. I got to change that one, too, but we're going to get rid of this first. So, gentlemen, allow me right now. I'm going to go ahead and post the new one up right now. And this is what it's going to have until y'all beat it. Okay, guys? Are y'all ready? All my dogs out there, are y'all ready? The number was 155. We ended with 155. So, gentlemen, allow me to show y'all the brand new record. Now, this is what it used to be. This is what it is right there. Oh, shit. Wait. Yes. That's the brand new record. Oh, y'all. There you go, guys. See that? It's yours, man. See, I want to say thank you. So every time we do a show, this is going to be the record right here. This is organic, authentic, and it's your call, guys. I'm proud of you guys, man. I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, Jeremy, we stopped the cap at 255. I gave everybody, but now I do appreciate the 261. I do appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know what show that was, but yeah, we got 255, so we're good. So we'll keep this the number, and once it changes, we'll change it. We'll do it like we're doing it. But yeah, we'll give y'all a shout. It's an organic number. It's the record. I'm proud of you guys, and I say thank you guys. I appreciate all you guys, man. Gentlemen, y'all stand up. Guys, tomorrow, listen, tomorrow, we're going to ride through Tokyo. But I'm going to show y'all something. OG, I'm telling you, if I get my shit right, I'm probably going to ride my bike for 2 hours. I'm going to do one. So I'm going to ride through Tokyo tomorrow. And if I get my golf shit, I'll do the golfing probably Thursday. But tomorrow we're going to ride through Tokyo. And we're going to answer questions. So just look at the Riding with the Dean. We'll ride through Tokyo and stuff like that. Okay, guys? So if y'all want to join us through the ride through Tokyo. Hey, Jeremy, I'm checking my body. I'm old, dog. That's why I'm working out, man. That's why I'm working out. I'm working out. So I'm just saying for you guys out here, I am going to ride the bike. We'll do it together. And any question y'all have, y'all can ask. And I got you. I'm not going to yell and scream. We're going to relax. I'm going to ride my bike. As I'm doing this, remember, I box, I golf, I ride the bike, and I will move up to Call of Duty. So y'all will see a routine that I'm doing, okay? Either right. No. I can't do that, man. No Rice Krispies, man. No Rice Krispies, man. Look, this is my, all I drank right here, this is my tea. I drank unsweet tea. And I drank, sometimes I, when I was fighting Tyson, I drank my Zero and I have my water. So that's my thing. And I'll eat apples and cheese all fucking day like a goddamn animal or something. So yeah, we're going to bike. I'm going to set it up. So we'll be on Call of Duty. I'll be on Call of Duty. Y'all see me. I'll be riding my motherfucking bike. And I'm going to be fucking shooting motherfuckers. I'm going to be shooting motherfuckers. So we got to get it together. So what I'm going to do, I've got a splitter. So I just got to figure out. I'm about to set all that. And I do have a capture card. I got a 4K capture card. So I got an Elgato. I just got to find that bitch. I will set it up, but I have the Oculus, guys. Hey, guys, y'all saw the boxing gloves. Y'all see my boxing gloves? Hey, when I fight Tyson for the Oculus. Hey, I told you I'm a big kid. So when I do the Oculus, I had to stop the other times. He used to beat my ass and get so frustrated. But when I box... I'm going to show you. Here it is. I got the boxing gloves. See that? See, the boxing gloves go with the Oculus. See that? So I got the boxing gloves, guys, and I got a golf swinger. So I'm Xbox Series X. I got a PlayStation, but I don't even go on it. I got a PlayStation 5. I don't even use it. I got an Xbox Series X. So also, guys, I'll be playing Call of Duty. I'll be wrestling. I'll be playing Madden on those motherfuckers. So you're going to see me while I'm riding my bike. You're going to see me doing all that shit. But I work while I work. But, guys, I love this because when I fight Tyson, I'm going to get him, guys. I'm going to get Tyson. I'm not Tyson, Mr. T.